What show is it? It's show. Evil Bear from my feet.
Elliot.
XL102.
Things are looking good on the traffic front for you right now without collision stalled vehicles. State shipping M288 and the downtown expressway. No problems on the side roads now. Broad Street will be heavier with the traffic while you wait at 11 a.m. at the
center. Ron Kelly.
And I'm Tyler Hubbard.
We're Florida Georgia Line, and we love playing music.
Which means spending a ton of us.
So it's important to always bring home.
That's right, like a few bottles of new Mountain Dew Dewshine.
Is that your Dewshine, Tyler?
BK.
Oh, I love that clear citrus flavor.
Uh-huh.
Bottles?
Oh, it's okay, BK. I know it's hard to resist new Dewshine made with real sugar. Besides, those three bottles under my seat were just part of my stash anyway.
So do shine in my guitar case.
Cider. Yeah, I still got five bottles in my jacket.
Mm, they don't.
To buy amplifier?
Drink them.
BK.
Shine, you gotta do a better job of it.
Like I do.
You're hiding do shine?
That's where I got this bottle.
Where was it?
In the fridge.
Man, never looked in the fridge.
Do the do with the clear citrus flavor of new Mountain Dew Dewshine for the first time.
We're fueling a way of living. Introducing Mountain Dew Dewshine. Smooth, clear dew with an old school citrus kick. Grab mine today at Kroger. Mountain Dew Dewshine. Available legally.
New Odor Eaters Nutter with Maximum Strength Medication provides relief for foot irritation and controls odor and wetness. Its super activated formula destroys odor, relieves itching. Odor Eaters stops the odor, stops the itch.
Summer is here, and at your local Ford's are big deals. Really big deals on American Ingenuity. Legend. It's why more people buy Ford. Now it's your turn. Summer at your local Ford dealer. Amazing technology. America's favorite brand. Big deal. Bagels. Really putting big cash bets and great financing on the cars, trucks, and SUVs built to help you go.
Everybody talking about the All-American.
Summer at your local Ford. Local Ford. Pay big. Save now. Get into America's best-selling brand. Claims based on 2014 sales data and IHS Automotive's U.S. owner loyalists. Ford had the greatest percentage of owners who returned to market and purchased or leased another Ford in 2014.
Our biscuits aren't like that cabinet you still haven't assembled because the instruction manual is written in a code you need to be a member of the Swedish embassy to crack. Our biscuits are made from scratch, like biscuit bakers wake up at the cracking to transform buttermilk and flour golden brown mound of hot buttered biscuit. Get two made-from-scratch country fried steak biscuits for $3.50. For a limited time, participating restaurants. Tax not included.
Right now, the Consumer Opinion Center is looking for cigar smokers between the ages of 20 smoke wine and other flavor-debating studies in June. You could earn up to $150. And now register with new website, consumeropinioncenter.com.
Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick GMC in Richmond, located off I-64 apartment, is now open on Saturdays. You can see over 8,000 vehicles available on HendrickRichmond.com. And don't miss 15% off selection now.
I noted that we're different than the ones going out. Inside, clues were everywhere. Low prices. No appointment necessary. Needed new tires, and they needed them now.
Get up to $120 in mail-order tires when you use the Quick Lane credit cards. ReadyToClaim.com. Subject to credit approval. Rebate by prepaid debit card. Other tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined with Quick Lane credit card rebate. In Quick Lane for details through 6:30.
Richmond's number one morning show. Elliot in the Morning. L102.
You know what? Let me go to line one. Hi, Elliot in the Morning. I am doing excellent, sir. Thank you very much. What is your name?
My name is Chris Walker. How you doing, man?
I am doing good. What'd you end up doing last?
Did
Am I the caller?
Yes, you are.
Oh my God, this is awesome. I'm drinking a beer and I'm talking to Elliot in the morning.
Oh dude, you're already drinking?
I'm drinking a drink, man.
Oh, you know what? Good for you. Now let me ask you this. Are you just getting so this happy hour?
Yeah, I just got off. I work in construction.
All right, good for you. You know what? I can't fault that at all. All right, bro. Well, listen, I'm going to give you a pair of tickets. I'll send you to go see Third Eye Blind Confessional in concert together. So you hold for me. Kaylee just needs to, and you enjoy that beer, my friend.
Will do, will do. Thank you, sir.
Hey, you got it, dude. Hold tight 1 second for me. God, that's awesome.
Hey, this is me?
Yeah, hi. Who are you?
Hey, Elliot. My name is Kaylee. Every morning on the way home from work.
Oh, that's very cool. I appreciate it. What do you do for a living?
I'm private airplanes at Dulles. Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Like all the rich people airplanes, or would I be?
Yeah, exactly. I don't get to interact with them so much because I'm a mechanic. I don't work up in the front, but I get in a while. Yeah, it's pretty cool job.
Good for you, dude.
Who have you met that's been cool?
Teddy Olsen was really, really cool during the playoffs.
Oh, he flies private? I would have never guessed that.
Right?
I would have never guessed that. Have you ever had kids?
Kidney stones, no, but I've had some close friends that say that they wish that they could have parts of their body removed instead of having that ever again.
Yeah, I only have one friend. Is that right? I feel like I only one comes to mind that had really, really bad kidney stones. And, like, to the point where he was the same thing, just like, just kill me, do something.
Right.
Yeah, Greg had
my buddy had one that, you know, the technology was even worse. So he had we were real young, and then we were like 10 then, and he had a bad time with it.
But do people get to a point, like, the story that Diane was talking about, there was a dude who needed surgery where he had 20 kidney stones.
Wait, how old was his friend?
How old did you say your friend was? 20?
No, my friend was 10.
Yeah. Kids can get stones?
Yeah.
At 10?
They said he got it from drinking as a kid. The problem with the other guy just about was the problem is tofu.
Yeah, he was eating a ton of tofu and not drinking enough water.
Did he say from iced tea?
Yeah.
Gotta have water.
So wait, 10 years old from iced tea? He got
his mom used to keep a pitcher of iced tea in the fridge all the time, and it's all he ever drank, and that gave him kidney stones. It was just iced tea all summer.
Oh, imagine trying to explain to a 10-year-old, this is going to hurt for a little bit, and you got to get this crap.
Yeah, he had a tough time with it. It was real bad for him.
Do you get to
just think about, like,
you never knew you can get them? It feel like at what point are you getting them?
I don't know. I've been fortunate. I'm 40, 44, and I've never.
So you can get them, like,
Yeah, I didn't know the other way. Young, like, passing them has got to be
for a 10-year-old
because of the size of the body.
Oh yes, absolutely. Although I will say this: shorter distance to travel.
Yes, that's the thing. I guess if there's these lasers, I don't think back then they had a basket attached to a catheter, and it was. That's how they retrieved it.
Wait, so they went in. They went in after it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't know which way I'd prefer, but still have them out that way. Don't touch my mask.
Do you remember the guy at one of our shows?
Yes, he went in past a kidney stone in the bathroom on the room floor in front of a urinal of the show
at the 9:30 club.
That's what people would do to see Skindred. They want to see.
They would have found me on the floor in the bathroom if I had to be.
You know what, though? Because when I saw this dude with the 400 kidney stones, and you see the picture. Did you see that? Look at that.
I did, yeah. It's looks like he's cooked something.
But I was going to say, like, somebody went to the beach and stuff and started, like, sifting out the loose sand, and they got all the rocks left. Look how big some of those are.
But they did this with, so they used a bedpan.
No, but look how big. Like, could you imagine passing that through your penis?
I don't think is to the plate.
No, that is a kidney stone.
No, that's...
The good news is...
Tyler,
that's a chestnut.
But, like, even, like, you look at the big way that's coming through my penis. Yeah, wait, no, but then I look at some of the smaller ones, like this, the same thing. There's no way that's coming through my penis.
Don't they use that, like, is it like an ultrasound machine where they pick them up to make it easier?
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's not painful.
I need what this guy had, and that is to be,
operation.
Should I ever get one, I need to be operated on.
They won't do that for
some sort of laxative, you know, like to soften it, like other things.
Well, it's not stone.
Right.
It's a stone.
Right, but I really don't even know how it collects, but the way things are nowadays, they come up with something to make it more, you know.
I will say this, it is one of my, and you would think because of that, I would drink more water.
Nope.
All. But the one of my biggest fears, and that's why I was asking. Like, do you get? Hey, hold on one sec. Let me get you your. Hey, you got it, dude. Hold on 1 second. So you don't get to, you don't get to a point where you're like, all right, about like in old age, you got to worry about kidney stones.
I would imagine it might get worse.
Oh God.
This is from Twitter, Emily. Elliot, we're building it. Your head past adds 13 stones.
My God.
Note by the way, self.
I have never heard, and you would think, for as long as I lived in Houston, where iced tea is, you would think at some point, no iced tea.
Does it matter?
By the way, right here again.
Does it matter if it's regular or sweet?
I love iced tea.
You order it when we go out a lot.
Yeah, I love iced tea.
They usually
iced tea, and then you throw some, I'll sweeten it myself, thank you. That's what I'll put in my own sweet and low.
Yeah.
Like iced tea.
I love it. I drink it all the time too.
I went through a phase where it was like this. Love it. I like sometimes if you go to like a Chinese restaurant, not don't like, but they'll have like some like different flavor. What is it like?
Like the jasmine.
Oh, love it.
I do too.
Love it. I think P.F. Chang's has like jasmine iced tea.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'll never have again? Iced tea. Doesn't that scare you when you look at this bedpan full of stones?
400
okay.
plus.
Select one out of here that you want.
How about that? Was that even one, or is that just a shadow?
No, I think that's the shadow of the big one next to it.
By the way, you're like, just put me out. They wouldn't put you out. Put
the guy, got operated on?
Because he had 20 of them.
How do I know I haven't? How do you even know?
It's debilitating pain.
It's once it hits your penis. How do you know prior to
warning
it,
signs?
Obviously, it's in my kidney. How do I know I have one? Like, right now, I may have a kidney. Can you have stones in your kidney and never pass them? Is that eventually just, it has to come out?
They're tiny enough.
I feel like stuff lives in the body for a strange amount of time if that's not causing a problem.
That's how I want it to stay.
Small stones less than 5 millimeters usually.
Do I feel that?
In that case, I would think meter. I would think you would, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'm
English
waiting.
Only.
In these cases, medication and dietary changes may be all that's needed. The larger, that's when they go in and come up with
that's
the
shockwaves. That's when they go in, right.
Everything.
Yeah, but I don't want just shockwaves. I want surgery. And don't you have to, like, catch it when it comes out? Like, don't the doctors
I guess
tell you that?
If you did, but...
So every time, if you feel a kidney stone, every time you pee, and...
Or I think it's a strainer or something, isn't it?
Well, if I'm not at home, I don't carry a pasta strainer with me wherever I go.
No. Emily, if counterbalance lemonade, the acid breaks up the...
I don't drink enough lemonade.
Well, if you want to keep drinking tea...
Then I have to drink lemonade.
2 times more likely in men than women.
Yeah, I know, you don't even feel it.
The rise increases in men in their 40s and continues to go up until they're 70.
So 70 is the age I got to make it to. Could you imagine being 60 on damn kidney stone?
Dave on Twitter is 44 and has passed between 400 and 500.
No way!
Since he was 19.
No way!
Twice they went in up and got him.
Yeah, but that's fine. I bet that's no better when they got to go in your penis, fish for the thing, and then pull it out.
I wonder at that time how many they pulled out, though. Because 400 to 500,
good
so
God.
30 how many, crazy.
I don't even know if I've pissed 500 times.
You have.
What? How many times do you pee? You pee like 3-4 times
Say
a day?
An average a couple of times a day.
500
How long have you been alive?
That's a lot of piss.
That's down there. And so,
or shower.
Weekends, all right. 12 piss.
family history.
Right.
Dust.
Yeah, my dad didn't have that.
Caucasians seem to have the highest incidence. Lifestyle factors. Stress.
Got that. Everything about it. The story.
I'm surprised you haven't gotten it yet.
Why? Well, thank you. I think. Dude.
No, that's...
Is that the youngest case on record?
That's horrible. I would never think of kidney.
No.
But it makes sense with the tea.
Yeah.
You're drinking.
Dude, I'll never, ever, ever drink iced tea.
29 when she had stone surgery to get it. Doctor told her that Virginia is the kidney stone.
From all the damn tea. Sweet tea.
Stan, like, so women get it bad enough? And I just assume that, and I don't, no offense, I would just assume if you're a woman, like you're taking a piss and all of a sudden it sounds like somebody in the toilet with you. I think you could pee and would have no idea.
If it's small enough.
Oh, God. Reading all these tweets, Dave follows up his tweet.
Is this
we were wondering how many they took out at once.
Right.
About 70.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Don't you feel like you have one?
Something's not right.
Pain starts abruptly.
Where are you feeling? Are you in the area?
You're going to feel
kidney.
It.
No.
Pain starts abruptly on one side, continues to be intense and consists for a few minutes, and then go away. No. Minutes. Can't find a comfortable position at all.
Oh, it's moving. That's when the pain's
squeezing. Bend your penis. Squeeze your penis.
Then it radiates to the groin.
Here's right stuff to do here. Got the right times.
Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, Elliot.
Hi, Stephanie, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm okay. I've had a kidney stent since I was 16.
Have you real?
They suck.
Since you were 16, did you drink a lot of tea as like a young teenager?
No. No, mine are calcium-based. So anything that goes in my body that's calcium, it breaks down.
I would never eat calcium.
You drink a lot of milk.
Yeah, no, I do. Know. I drink milk. Drink milk for dinner every night. Well, not every
night.
And
you do the milk.
Sometimes
milk half and half. Milk tea half and half.
What's that?
Like 9.5 millimeter kidney stone. And they had to do for me, and they blasted. Charge that when I was passing what they had blasted, it was like passing several stones at one time. Stones have razor edges.
Yeah, they're very barbed.
Yes. So you feel, you know, where they're at in your body, how it cuts you when it's moving.
See, and now, but I thought, and I'm asking you this to learn, but I always thought that would not feel anything. Although, dude, 9.5 millimeters, don't you give birth when you're like 10? Oh, that's centimeters. Never mind.
Yeah, that's difference. What it feels like. Like, I would rather birth.
That's what everybody says, and birth, than, you know. Tyler's got 75 of them making his way from the kidneys to his groin right now.
Man.
Elliot's holding his groin.
400 and some kidney stones? That's ridiculous.
There's pronoun confusion.
9.5 millimeters, I feel like, is like the size of this monster right here.
Well, what's 5 millimeters? This is what, a fifth of an inch?
So what is that? Like,
that's bigger than 9 millimeters.
It doesn't matter. You could put a grain of salt. What's that?
So you have to cut out salt and your half milk, half
tea.
The Jesse Palmer's. Your whole diet.
I can't cut out salt. Somebody speaks up and says butter is a problem, then I may as well.
Oh, hell no.
All right, very good. I appreciate it. Thank you, ma'am.
Me too.
Thank you. Yes, Tom.
So you are willing to set all this aside. Tweet, Elliot, you should try Gallagher's peach iced tea sold at Sheets. It's worth every kidney stone you get and diabetes.
I'm in. Out of the kidney stone.
What's up with Virginia? You can't make that statement and not back it up.
Nope. I've heard it's for lovers. I've never heard it's the kidney stone belt. Hi, Elliot. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to call in and tell you about my kidney stone experience. So I was in Germany, and the thing, it was like somebody's trying to scoop my spoon. Put me in a fetal position where I couldn't move. Luckily, my girlfriend was there. Got me to the emergency room.
Hey, see this though. What did they do for you at the emergency room?
They gave me a shot of Demerol before I tore the place apart. Bad.
No. The reason is my buddy Greg, when he got him, he was the same thing. He was like on his hands and knees on the bed. And it hurt so bad. And he, you know, if they were married at the time, but his wife Trish ended up in the hospital. But if you stick through your penis. I mean, what do they really do? Just, I mean, they can't.
No, what they did with drugs to pass it, it like opens up the tubes a little wider than usual. Days past that thing.
Days?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm in the military. I've been through a lot of pain before, and this was the thing I've ever been through.
Were you in the hospital for all 4 days?
No, they sent me home.
Oh, I'm not going
with
home.
All the drugs. And I had and the drugs weren't even working. I was just pacing, walking the floor, praying to God that this thing was going to come out of me at some point.
Did you have to strain
it? Did. Eventually, it came out, and it was protein, and it was about the size, a little bit bigger than a ballpoint pen.
Don't you look at that and think like
tiny?
I'm a puss. But I would think, oh my God, it's got to be the end of you.
Yeah. They say it's the man's version of childbirth.
Right.
I was definitely feeling that.
I don't know. I'm looking at this one dude's bedpan of 420 kidney stones, and it's the same thing I've ever seen in my life.
Unbelievable.
Terrifying. All right, dude. Hey, listen, I appreciate the phone call. Yes, Tyler.
Dave, who owns the and throw up all of last night's dinner. 10.5 millimeters. I had 60.
60 millimeters?
Oh, my God.
No.
Two.
That's a dirt clod.
2.5 inches.
You throw. That's a rock. That's not a stone.
0.3 inches?
There's no way I'm 60
millimeters?
That thing is the way he passed that. There's no way.
Well, you that was the blockage. Maybe that's what they did to get him to...
That you got to operate on. Right now, I'm not passing a dirt clot. There's no way. No. Wait, what does that say? No. Can you write that down? I have to call this guy. All right. Well, while I'm getting that...
Hello? Hello?
Who's this?
This is Nick. How you doing?
Good. What's going on, Nick?
I was talking about the kidney stuff. I'm back in 97 to California, and... I woke up in the middle of the night, and I had kidney stones.
Oh, my God, dude. What'd they do?
They took me to the emergency room. I was there for about 10 hours, and they just made me walk. And it was, I drank about 3 gallons of water there, went home because I didn't pass. I think it was 3 days here to get rid of them.
And that was 8 years old? Do you still get them? Is it like a lightning strike to get it?
I've got them two other times. When I got the data, I don't drink soda, don't drink tea, and just buy a big gallon of water and drown it.
I got to start drinking water. I have to start drinking water. This poor guy with his 420 kidney stones is going to change my life. Thank you, sir.
You stop squeezing me.
Hold on, let me call Dave.
I have to dial a one.
Answer, Dave. Hello? Hello? Oh, that was Kaylee. Hello?
Well, hi.
Oh, damn it, I thought it was him. Well, why is he not answering?
This is a good bit. It's probably not even his number.
Yeah. Call me, bruh.
Hello?
David, get the phone right now.
Well, he told me to call.
Leave a message.
Hello? All right, David, I tried calling you. All right, I'll call you back.
Took 10 rings to get that.
Hi.
David can't come here. Where am I going, Kaylee? Line 6? Hi, Elliot in the morning.
You're hot for the voicemail, lady.
Hi, who's this? Hello, I do.
Hi, it's me.
Oh, there you are. Ma'am.
Hi, yes. Quite a few kidney stones ever since high school.
Oof.
And they are extremely painful.
Do this. What do they know what?
Yeah, it's period. From drinking too much soda or tea. I don't drink enough, period. So my body gets dehydrated, makes kidney stones. And as surgery was on my 21st birthday.
Oh my God. Wait, so but for surgery they got it out.
Yeah. They go up inside of your tubes, and they kind of zap it.
But then you still have to pass the remnants, right?
Yes.
Or does it black? It would find that you don't even feel. It's like it's like pixie dust.
No, it still hurts. And after they drain, sometimes they have to put a to keep the tube from closing up. Really painful as well.
Hey, can I ask you this? And maybe you don't know. But they talk about sharp they are. You cut yourself. Like, it's got to be painful enough. Is your, like, first, second, and third piss after unbelievably painful?
Yeah, because it's scratching your inside.
Right. All the piss waste that gets in there. And then, I would imagine. I'm telling you, I got such a fear. Tyler's in pain over here. Thank you, ma'am.
I think there's one in my third kidney now. A lot of people ask new topics.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to.
I do have one more tweet for you to read.
Go ahead.
A tweet, because it is one.
Go ahead.
No, well, you're going to read it.
Okay. Wait, where is it? Where am I going? No way. Wait. Ready, Diane?
Yep.
I had a boyfriend pass a stone while he said it was the worst, best feeling ever.
Oh.
How's that? How is that possible?
I'm That's not what? From Dave.
No, Dave laughed.
Called Diane!
I said ass.
Jesus.
Called me.
By the way, don't you agree if you're going to pass it, don't you want to pass it while you're having sex?
Do you?
Yeah.
Why? Because I'm with the other streams?
I mean, as long as, okay, now I'm being medical. But the blast of an orgasm has got to be easier to remove that than just the stream of urine.
That was the worst image this entire conversation.
It matters. You know what? Then you have to pass it all.
Oh, God. Oh. Have Diane curse again or something so we can get dumped this song.
All right, let me do this. Follow up phone calls, please. He's 866-268. Any good stories from yesterday or last night? No more kidney stones. Can't take it. Elliot, 866-2368. Any good stories from yesterday, last night, anything at all that you want to get into, it doesn't matter. 6 to Elliot, 865-5468. New topic.
Elling. This is Two After Elliot. Richmond's alternative.
No current collision stall vehicles or delays on the end of a crash in the left lane of the ramp of Chippenham southbound onto 95. Nothing on Chippenham itself or the downtown expressway or 288. One crash, Darbytown Road at Yaley Mill Road east of Turner Road.
Don't them. Join the family. Join any American Family Fitness for just $1, plus no commitment. Membership includes a one-hour consultation with a certified personal trainer. We'll show you everything we have to reach your goals. Any American Family Fitness to learn more. Best offer. Join for $1 with no commitment. Hurry. Offer ends soon. See location for details.
Yes, switching banks can be a hassle. But for extremely easy with our Switch Kit. The First Capital Bank Rewards Debit Card. It's the debit card that gives you 5 or 10 cents back on every purchase. Oh, yeah, cash back every swipe. Visit onecapitalbank.com today to earn more. First Capital Bank. Come on, let's make it work.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you know a dog trainer?
A landscaper?
A tutor?
Do you know a house painter to paint a taupe?
No taupe. Thumbtack knew the perfect pro
to make gardens grow.
Every skill under the sun to take you from to-do to ta-dum.
Thumbtack helps you hire skilled professionals to accomplish anything. Check your questions about what you need, and Thumbtack will search professionals in your area here to tackle your personal projects. No matter what you're looking to accomplish, Thumbtack knows a guy. A lot of these guys are actually women, but and Thumbtack is always skilled professionals. So if that's you, check them out. Visit Thumbtack.com to get started.
People come to Diamonds Direct, the extraordinary value and unrivaled rival. But what impresses them even more is our after-the-sale warranties and guarantees. It starts with no questions asked, money back day, nationwide price guarantee. We want you to love your diamond, not be stuck with it. Then with life on any purchase. Rings free. Podium finish free. New prongs free. Appraisal free. Need a stone titan? No charge. You only knock out an accent diamond. Diamond at no charge. See what other stores charge you for. We give you free. And require you to have your jewelry constantly keep a warranty intact. At Diamonds Direct, inspections are not required. And when you're ready to upgrade that diamond, we'll give you 110% of this price toward the new stone. That's guaranteed appreciation when you trade in for a loan. Diamonds Direct. Extraordinary value before, during, and after the sale. Short Pump, West Broad Village, across from Whole Foods.
Your dad has done everything for you. So this Father's Day, give him the Samsung X Edge, the phone that will do fast charging feature can restore up to 4 minutes so he can plug in and get going again soon. Plus, he'll be able to launch its 16-megapixel camera in less than a second. Still clear pictures of his favorite kid, which is you. Visit Samsung.com/GS6 and get that everything he wants for Father's estimated usage result.
Super dads like you deserve super tools on Father's Day. So the Home Depot has an 85-piece mechanics tool set at a new lower price of just $99. Sockets, wrenches, ratchets, and more. And under $100. Let's see if your kids inherited your sense of value as well as your good looks. Let's do this for dads this Father's Day at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through June 21st. U.S. only. See store for details.
Zone 2 with another big beard.
It's Camo.
I'm Fletcher.
And J. Roddy Walston in the business. You guys performing today at Big Field Day to do some of the you've been working on.
Oh, good.
One of you may or may not have a tramp stamp that you were going to share with the crowd.
Logan has a whale tail that is ready to shine.
I'm ready to world. My mom's going to see her. No, I have a whale tail.
Yeah. BigFieldDay.com. From the top of the Elliott in the Morning Building, WWDC, Washington, WRXL, Richmond, Elliott in the Morning.
I feel your presence among us, and I'm in the darkness.
This hour, two things. We'll qualify someone else. Trip to the Austin City Limit. We will give away the grand prize trip on winner and a guest head to Austin, Texas for the Austin City Limits Music Festival. And we're on this hour. Also from our buddy Tom Papa. He's got a brand new TV show coming to Fox, Summertime Game Show. So we'll talk to Tom Papa. Give or take. Right now, though, follow up phone calls 866 to Elliott. 866-5468. Choose number one, Diane. I printed something out for you. I'm sure you already have it. The it's like the edge from U2.
Love it.
You do. Yeah. Also for you, Tyler, another whale for you to keep an eye on.
The whale tail.
No. Oh. Although I did think of the whale tail last night, so I realized that was a big tattoo on her back.
She has a few tattoos.
Yes, she does.
I don't think she's playing a song.
I know that's the first thing, though, when I saw it, I was like, man, that's hell. Hell. No, there's a that walked ashore in Coney Island, and they think it was made up by a propeller.
The head's missing.
But this whale, it was still, they were going to bring a bunch of, aquatic experts, I don't know, whaleologists, out tails night into this morning. They've decided to do. Because they explode. That one whale, where they were kind of jabbing at it with the harpoon, and the whole thing just explodes on them. So yeah, you got to beat Coney Island. So we'll keep an eye on that thing. And here's your call him Mewtwo, the cat that looks like the Edge. Mm-hmm. I do want to thank Jason Teaser, of course, Winchester, Virginia, home of the
Apple Blossom
Festival. So he sent me from Apple Blossom Festival or festival rather. I don't know what part of the festival this is, but it's a bunch of girls wearing thongs. So I guess those are all the princesses they have lined up for the Apple Blossom princesses up. So I can see their tuchuses. Because whoever this girl is, hot. She got an unbelievable body and a great little sigh on her. Same thing with the girl next to her. Actually, the bunch. Thank you, Jason Wilson, for the pictures from Apple Blossom Festival. And then I brought something in for me. But I did want to show
the Apple Blossom picture for Kaylee.
That's for Kaylee. Kaylee, the Apple Blossom Festival picture will be for you. The K. Subban, who I love, plays for the Canadians.
I didn't see it.
Playing street hockey out in the street in just a bunch of kids that are just, just out playing street hockey. Rolls up. And down the street, grabs a stick and starts shooting on this kid. It's awesome.
Oh, that's cool.
No, it's very, 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 very. So I brought that in for me, but with everybody. And then the last two things on here. Line two. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who's that?
Taylor,
yes. What can I do?
The other day, my twin sister gave birth to her daughter.
Right.
And nonchalantly was like,
Okay, yes, that happens regularly during birth.
I know, and she does not even care.
Well,
the
no.
entire time she was like partying all over, like did not care.
No, no, but that happens to everybody. That happens. Diane crapped the table when she birthed. Wife crapped the table. I think both. That's very, very common. I think that is though. I mean, and you said that. I do think that's the first time. Last. Was during childbirth, but yeah, no, she was farting like a trooper. But no, it's very common, so no, don't feel bad. It's actually uncommon for you to not, while you're
Dr. Siebel.
No, that's the truth.
I laughed about it. No. I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, no, it's embarrassing, but it's
you're not ready to have
happens to everybody.
Minutes. I'll tell you that.
Hey, let me ask you. Do you have any friends in Atlanta? Do you have any friends in Atlanta?
Uh-uh.
Oh, you know, thank you. I appreciate it. Or the Great Dane woman from Atlanta that would call us from time to time. I don't remember her name.
Wasn't it a classic?
An older sounding name, right?
Who works for, like, Berkshire Hathaway or the real estate woman.
Yeah.
That's her.
That's Elaine.
Right, but it's not Elaine, but it reminds
me
of
Midge
Elaine.
Or something?
It's not Midge. Anyway,
Margaret?
I need Margaret ran 100 miles in 23 hours.
Yeah.
Anyway, Anna, and I guess this is all going to be rolled out, but remember Pizza Hut, and they were doing the crust stuffed with the hot dog? Such a fantastic idea. I can't snuff how much I love it. So anyway, it made its rounds through Canada. It made its rounds through Australia, and now Pizza Hut has decided that it did well enough coming to the United States of America.
There you go.
And now the reason I ask about Atlanta is apparently the story says that they talked to an at a Pizza Hut in Atlanta and said they just got it in. The crust, they got in the, I guess there's like some kind of little like mustard that goes along. Because I mean at that point, eating a pretzel dog. Except it's a crust dog.
With a pizza attached to it.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Is that how you eat? Just like a pretzel dog.
It is. It's like eating a pretzel dog after I eat away the... I love about it. And they say it's going to... I believe it's going to roll next. It's supposed to start rolling... Month. Oh, just in time for the 4th of July. You know what? Happy birthday, America.
Yeah. So June the release?
Oh, is it really?
How many trips to the bathroom is that? 9 days. So 36 more pees.
Yeah, 36 more pisses.
There you go.
And then I could get one. I don't understand. Is that June 18th? Is that for everywhere or is that just in Atlanta? Because they were very quick to point out that they heard about it being in stores in Atlanta.
I do material for
yeah, it's got to be everywhere, right?
Test, yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be everywhere.
You see what they did, though, with that promo.
Mustard with it?
Yeah.
What they do, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little packet of mustard.
Yeah, no, you need that.
Yeah.
You need that for the pretzel dog.
Mm-hmm.
I wait to have one. I cannot wait to have one. By the way, this may pull me away from my go-to.
Which is?
Usually Papa John's.
Yeah.
Pizza Hut is more an insult.
Buffet.
They're not going to have
no,
the hot
dog.
No,
but I'm saying, like, in the past.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You go eat buffet at the pizza. Yeah. Papa John's is a delivery. Mm-hmm. Hut is a dine-in. But I'd load the kids up to go get one of these. Doesn't it look good?
Sure,
doesn't
try,
it look man. Like everything you eat? Of it.
Although, I don't know. Like, the mustard drizzle.
I love
the drizzles that, like, Pizza Hut did.
Can I... Here's the problem.
That where you could choose 9 different ones, whatever it was.
Too much, too much, too much. And that's why...
They weren't that good.
I also don't think extra drizzle because it makes it like making a design, like it's a fancy plate.
That's what Pizza Hut does.
No, I don't want that. I just want to take a bite. I'm going to eat 10 packets.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to squeeze it on there and take a bite. That's how I want to eat it. I'll put the money off.
Because that's going to happen.
Oh, absolutely. And can I ask you this, and I don't know if you know, is it a specific type of pizza that it comes with, or can I get any pizza on the crust?
Well, you can do, when did
the drizzles along crust, you could choose those
crusts. Choose any kind of pizza.
Or whatever pizza you want.
All right, doing. Perfect. Then I'm in. Then I'm in. Because I don't want them to tell me I have to get, like, you have to get chicken pizza or whatever pizza I want.
The one that they've got here looks perfect.
Oh, it's that looks like
pepperoni and some peppers and onions.
Absolutely.
I'll have this. It looks
heard that way before. Then the last thing. Wait, hold on. Where am I going? Line six? Hi, Elliot. Good morning.
Hey, this is James out of Winchester.
Hey, James, how are you? How are things? Oh, dude, I was just looking at just getting says in their little thong bikinis at the Apple Blossom.
Yeah, I watched the Apple Blossom for the ACs. I didn't see nothing like that.
Whoever Ralph Wilson is, he sent me a specific place during the Ralph Wilson. This was right. Taking place from the Apple Blossom Festival, and it's a whole 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 girls in bikinis, and I can see them from the front and the back.
Wow,
that's 20 minutes right there.
Hey, but about the pizza?
Yes, sir.
My old lady is a genius. She actually brought one home 3 or 4 nights ago.
Dude, how was it? How was it?
You know what? I was actually drinking some beer and threw hot dogs back in the
box. Oh, bro.
It's the same pizza that the cheese bite thing comes in. It's just the hot dog, and they got the hot dog up to put it.
Yeah, but it looks awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even try it. I think the boy at the house had a couple, but I don't think anybody was bragging about it.
Tell your old lady to bring me one. I'll brag about it.
I'll brag about it. No problem.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it, sir. This may be right. The woman in Georgia, wasn't it Ursula? What is it? Priscilla.
Oh,
you called her. Oh, I called Dave and left a message. So yeah. Priscilla, she's probably walking the dogs. Awesome.
How about Elaine? Is she home? It's been a while.
All right, so the last thing, and I don't know if anybody saw this. So there's a takes place in Australia. Woman who had to go to court, and this name is Alex Bernhardt. And I guess something happened last year where she made the news. Something happened to her as a reporter. And I don't remember. Oh, she was trying to get an interview with a guy that she was trying to get an interview with, didn't want to be interviewed.
Right.
So he doused her with water, which is hysterical. Anyway, fast forward to this year. Here, there's this woman out of a court. She was in there for like some disturbance thing or something like that. So she's walking out of court, and the Bernhardt get an interview with her while she was walking out of court. So she was walking next to her. The woman who was walking out of court was having a cigarette. Well, apparently she didn't take Bernhardt, so she took this laugh. But I TV reporters are all horrible. So the woman who was walking and pushed it against the reporter's face.
Cheek?
She looks fine. She's
it's not as funny as throwing water in her face, obviously. But yeah, so she's walking really quickly. But she takes the cigarette, and she's like walking over alone. So she just takes the cigarette and just kind of tamps it against Diane. You ready?
I think it's introed by the anchor.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
A TV reporter's had a cigarette stubbed out on her face outside a Queensland court.
Watch that. Get
my way. That was
Southern Australia. It's okay. The southern part of Australia. How great is that? How great is
that? Not the reporter. But the woman who does it is as good as the act.
Here we go.
Ready?
Get my way.
By the way, they come walking. The reporter's right there.
Rubbing her cheeks.
Right there next to her. She's got a little smear like it's Ash Wednesday. But she's got a little smear. But she walks right up next to her and keeps doing the same thing. By the way, the woman lights up another cigarette before the story ends.
Oh, she says, sing it out of my way. She says, you're in my way.
Oh, whoops. That same Diane, you couldn't understand
that's
her.
That's even better.
All right, ready?
Here we go.
Bored.
So I'm going to put this out on your face.
And I know I shouldn't laugh. It's not funny. It's hysterical, though. And then she's walking right next to her. My idea of dousing a reporter with water is hysterical to me. That makes me laugh. And I do. Any, like, local I like where I would be like, hey, that sucks. Aren't we down to the point where, at least here, the only anchor that we like is Aaron Gilchrist?
We like Un.
Oh, yeah. Aang's fine. I have no issue with her.
Jim Vance?
Yeah, but he's done. They're pushing him out.
No, he's just not doing the 11
anymore. I know, but he's getting pushed out. I do like Jim Vance. All right, so we got Kress. That's it. The rest of them go. Although I do still like having Wendy, because I still have that picture of her with a deuce on the toilet.
Ow!
I have the video.
Wow!
Line. Elliot in the morning.
Elliot? Yes.
Hey! How are you, baby?
Was trying to sleep in there for a moment.
Oh, sorry about that. Kaylee called shocking the dog.
No, sleep in. You know how they are.
Yeah, no, they're big, lazy dogs.
Yeah.
Priscilla, how are things in Atlanta?
Hot.
Yeah, it's a weird story that I just saw out of Atlanta the other day on a freeway or something like that. I saw
there was something interesting. The cast, was it Aladdin from, what's the other one? The Lion to the Lion King. Report. Together.
Oh.
And they were singing. They were doing this show.
And by the way, I think the Rolling Stones are in Atlanta tonight. I think they're playing in Atlanta. Anyway, that's not why I'm calling. Yes. Have you been into a Pizza Hut yet? Stuffed crust?
No.
What do you mean, Lord, no? Does that sound awesome to you?
A pizza should be a pizza.
Yes, it is, and it is still a pizza, but the crust has... Apparently, it's rolling out everywhere in the middle of the middle story that said that they would talk to a pizza land and they already had it.
Oh, do you want me to send you one?
I want you to get out and try to get out. Are you still laying in bed?
No, actually, I did get up.
You had to take a piss. That's cool.
What do you have, cameras?
I wish. So, if you get a chance, I'd love for you to get out to find me a Pizza Hut with a hot dog in the crust.
And you want me to try it?
Yeah, I definitely want you to try it. I'll take your opinion over everybody else's.
Oof, I think pizza should be hot dogs, and neither the two shall touch each other.
Well, they do in this case. Touch. You get a mustard drizzle with it.
That doesn't
hurt. All right, Priscilla, listen, I'm sorry we woke you, okay?
That's okay.
All right, for fun, though, go to our Facebook page video of a reporter getting a cigarette stamped out in her face.
I like it. Hey,
Priscilla, I love you.
All right,
talk to you later.
Richie on Twitter really quick says, we need to watch after and says, you're in my way.
Oh, okay, here we go.
Ready?
Yeah.
The case of an acute killer north of Bridgewater's lashed out.
Alright, so you get the
barked.
Yeah. Watch what the woman who put the cigarette out on her face. Watch she cigarette. Watch what she does. Watch what she does. Here
Ready?
We go. Yes.
Actually,
no. Then blow smoke right in her face.
That woman is pissed.
I love the guy barking at her too. God, that poor reporter can't cut him. That's the other thing. Now in the street, I'm doing.
Wow.
All right, let me take a quick break. We'll come back. Diane's got some news. After that, I will give you I'll qualify a trip to head to Austin, Texas for the Austin City Limits Music Festival. After that, our Big Tom Papa.
Dave and Elliot's 4th of July Rally and Ride to RFK. Join Dave Grohl and Elliot in the Morning for a motorcycle ride from D.C. Brow Brewing Company to RFK Stadium. It's anniversary blowout. You'll get a special Rally and Ride t-shirt. Chef Steve Menino of Chef Jeff's live music and the ride to ride with Ben Elliott, complete with VIP motorcycle parking. Rally and Ride through Ticketmaster.com. Already going to the blowout? You still need a ticket to ride. Space is limited, so get them quick. All benefits the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. And we are Family DC. Dave and Elliott's Rally and Ride to RFK. Get all the details at .com/EITM online. Morning.
Days after Elliot, it's the longest set of commercial-free music in Richmond.
Maybe even the world.
But probably not. XLP, 2 hours of music free from interruption.
I'll make a tea.
XL 102, Richmond's alternative.
From the Nissan of here. Slow moving conditions on some of the side streets right now. Watch for collision at Westbrook and Churchill Broad at 12 Side Hopkins at Laurel Oak Road. In Chester, watch for a crash. Jeff Davis at Old Bermuda 100 Road on 64 West. Watch for a crash on the exit.
This report is brought to you by Subway. Come into Subway and fall in love with the new guacamole. Perfectly made from with just a hint of jalapeno. Come in today and see how guacamole turns up the flavor to all your favorite sandwiches. Subway, eat fresh.
Don't think about joining a gym. Right now, you can join any of them for just $1. Plus, no commitment. Membership includes a one-hour consultation with a certified personal trainer. Everything we have and how to use it to reach your goals. Stop by any American to learn more. Then take advantage of our best offer. Join for $1 with Miller. Offer ends soon. See location for details.
This is the sound of being poured into a measuring cup. Listen to how thick and crisp. This is the sound of real buttermilk being mixed with flour. This is a mini. And it's beautiful. This is made from scratch.
The Mile High Bacon Egg and Cheese Thick Cut Applewood Smoked Bacon Piece at Hardee's. For a limited time at participating restaurants.
When I told my son we could ride the merry-go-round, I should have known just how many times he had in mind. I also should have known not to eat that corn dog. Now I know. Just like I've been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. 75 years. They even have a local agent right here in Richmond for these things. Now I know. And now you know. But where it stops, nobody knows.
GEICO, celebrating over 7 savings and great service.
You know GEICO has a local agent in your area. Let me expand your wealth of knowledge a tad more. GEICO agents run locally offices that could help tailor your policy to your specific needs. Whether you're looking to insure motorcycle, RV, GEICO insurance agency could also help you save money on homeowners and renters coverage. Do you feel look smarter? And yes, I can see you.
GEICO. To get a free rate, GEICO.com. Then buy online over the phone. Yes.
Back Virginia at 855-55. First Virginia can credit up to $1,000 that can be loaded onto a prepaid Visa card and be used to accept it. Use your lead, even for buying online. There are no annual fees, no minimum monthly finance charges, no credit to make payments or access available credit at 855-216-6555. Getting the money you need has never been easy. Virginia is your trusted neighborhood financial center. We're open convenient hours 7 days a week. Our helpful associates are committed to getting you the quickly and easily. Come in and get started right now. Call 855-255 or visit firstvirginialoans.com to hear you. That's 855-255. First Virginia, your neighborhood financial services center. Prepaid center. Prepaid debit card issued pursuant to the USA Inc. Card subject to issuer. All rights reserved.
People come to Diamonds Direct because of an unrivaled selection. But what impresses them even more is our after-season and guarantees. It starts with Christians Asked Money-Back Guarantee, a nationwide price guarantee. We want you to love your diamond, not be stuck with it. Then we give for life on any purchase. Ring sizing, free. Rhodium finish, free. New appraisal, free. Need a stone tightened? You accidentally knock out an accent diamond, Diamonds Direct will replace it at no charge. See what other stores charge you for? We give you free. What stores require you to have your jewelry constantly inspected to keep a warranty intact. At Diamonds Direct, inspections are not required. Trade that diamond. We'll give you 1/10 of your original purchase price toward the new stone. That's 10% guaranteed appreciation in for a larger stone. Diamonds Direct, extraordinary value before sale. Short Pump, West Broad Village, across from Whole Foods.
Tired of hearing those guys tell you they can save you hundreds of insurance? Call us today and see why I say nobody beats the insurance doctor.
Now, it's in the morning on XL 102.
Scattered out on rural routes, every California to the Carolinas.
Tell you in the morning. All right, we got to do some news. Qualify you to win our trip to Austin, Texas. We get that away on Friday. For the Austin Festival, and then we'll talk to Tom Papa. Diane. Let's get into some news, please.
A couple of residents in the upstate New York area where a pair of convicted murderers escaped overnight say they're lucky to be alive after spotting what they say were the men they made their getaway home early in the morning when they spotted two men whom they say were Richard, Matt, and Dick Yard with what appeared to be a guitar case when one of the gun which, by the way, was about a block away from the manhole where right. they came out. After one of the guys said, oh, we're just PR, we're on the wrong street. And after that, they took off running. Now, an employee who Taylor is being questioned as a possible knows the escapees very well. Enforcement sources often hybristophilia. It is the psychological phenomenon where women are the bad boy. And yep. sometimes the worse he is, the more deep the attraction. It is possible, they say, that the two actors working maintenance at the prison, the company says they have been cooperating, that company has been cooperating with the investigation.
Right. They're also saying the woman them right. and brought them to the inmates.
Well, she's there doing tailoring, bundled them up in clothes.
Right.
And that's how it would have been able to be hidden. As far as why the guards didn't hear the pound, some analysts say it's that the cutting took place during the daytime when noise from the maintenance crews made right. the sound.
They released tattoos yesterday. Yeah. Well, and then they also pointed out the inmates is very well endowed.
Yes.
It's very important that they have that out there.
There's testing last night in McKinney, the actions of a white police officer seen on video pinning a fifth to the ground and pulling some other teens after officers responded to calls of that disturbance at a pool park Friday. Demonstrators calling for 41-year-old officer David Casebolt to be fired. He's currently on administrative leave. Video, in their words, races that are being investigated.
And there's no question, he knew he was being videotaped. I mean, half Absolutely. The time he looks at people, he yeah. looks
right.
He knows that that's on.
Apple unveiling its new music today to replace iTunes Radio. This is Apple Music. It'll feature a Connect that is going to be will allow unsigned artists to get their music to the masses. There's a new radio station called Beats One that'll be curated by DJs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's a 3-month free subscription, and then afterwards it's $10 a month. But there is a six people for $14.99 a month.
Now, did you also do upgrades in the health apps that they have for you?
No.
You know that they have health apps that will track one that tracks your periods.
Okay.
Or
use your pill.
No. This will track your periods for you. I was going through it. It's beautiful, but it'll track your period and your
Say what?
Menstruation. It'll keep track of all that for you. So I'm going to go ahead and I'll phone when I get El Capitan.
Oh, okay, good.
Then I'll El Period.
When does Capitan come out?
I can't remember. I saw it on there. I don't remember. Pretty soon.
I forgot Yosemite.
I didn't either. Yes, no, I never got Yosemite. Con.
Mm-hmm. Dave Grohl confirming that the documentary series Sonic Highways will continue talking to Con to new music. It'll be another season, but apparently the next season is going to take place. May not be international. There's been talk of that before. To be debating the future still of Brian Williams. We're getting down to the end of 6-month suspension.
He's got until August, doesn't he?
In early August, but a decision, they say, could be made as early as this week. They said it was reported that if they choose not to keep him on, they would have a big chunk of his $10 million annual salary over the next 5 years.
So Lester Holt will keep that job.
Who knows? Hopefully. I mean, they have other people that come in and, you know, on the ends when, you know, they've had so much to juggle having all these different people come in and out. Williams thing.
Right.
Carl Quintanilla does it sometimes on the weekends.
Yeah, Carson Daly on there. There.
I saw him over the weekend.
He's hosting the nightly news?
I take that back.
He was in the Oregon.
He was anchoring the Today Show over the weekend.
That would make more sense.
Yeah, that you see him. Even that seems a little.
No, balanced. He's awesome.
Beating the Blackhawks 3-2 for Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals last night. Set series 2-1, the next game tomorrow night in Chicago.
And Ben Bishop was back in goal yesterday. It was a big deal because remember he rumored they weren't sure what he had. And then he did the morning skate yesterday. And then reporters were like, hey, what's going on? What's going on? He's like, fucking, I'm not saying anything. Bad. I mean, like at one point he joked, he goes, I feel like Marshawn Lynch up here, but I'm not going to say anything. If I'm well enough to play, I'll play. And that was, I guess he got himself cleaned up, wiped up. And
you think that that's the reason then?
I can't for sure. wait for the series to end. Because when it ends, they'll finally talk.
Okay.
And that's when you're going to find out.
The U.S. team got off to a good start at the women's night, beating Canada 3-1.
That's it. Game over. 3 points for the United States. U.S. defeats Australia.
I will say this, though. Wasn't it great to watch them play again last night, though? I mean, the way they didn't play great in the first half. They got better as they sit down and watch the U.S. women's team play, though. Watch them.
Yeah, I mean, the send-off series.
Stuff.
The send-off series game in Korea was just a few days ago. I hope a lot of people saying good team to win.
Right.
Even I hope that's the case. and these aren't symptoms of what could be.
Bite your tongue. No, not go well.
Sweden's going to be pissed coming out of the draw against Nigeria.
Well, think how pissed they're going to be after they lose to us on Friday.
And for Alex Morgan, obviously, it was a good game without too much pressure because the U.S. was up, so. Question mark going into last night's game didn't start.
You know who else I forgot about that I liked? And she came in as a sub too.
I also love
Heath. Isn't she
so
awesome?
Fundamental, so like wizard like. Obviously, she had the very famous Elastico a couple weeks ago, but she's just so good on the ball. She doesn't get enough credit, obviously, off of last night's. And it's always the and
right.
The Morgans who also are the face of the sport. And Kristen Press is also in a couple commercials. Here now during
I like Tobin
Heath is just so you can count on her.
I like her. I so like good. Her a lot.
So up next for the American team, they will play that team on
beat
Friday.
That ass.
Yep. Nats are in the Bronx tonight to kick off a 2-game series against the Yankees against Tanaka. Also, Major League Baseball did hold their draft yesterday, and the Diamondbacks took Vandal Dansby Swanson with the went to the Astros, who took LSU's Alex Bregman.
And if I'm not mistaken, the draft was also a shortstop. So you had three shortstops go just 1, 2, 3.
Orioles taking on the Red Sox tonight at Camden. Giants pitcher Matt Cain going to throw a rehab start with the Squirrels tonight. As they NBA Finals moving to Cleveland tonight, Golden State in Game 3 of their series. Right now they are tied at 1-1. News and sports.
102. There's something different about a diamond from Diamonds Direct. It sparkles more. It's more brilliant. It stands out. People notice it. It starts with owners who are obsessed with quality and perfection. Every diamond at Diamonds Direct is handpicked for maximum brilliance. We nut that gives you that magic sparkle. In fact, we're so picky. For every 100, we will usually only choose about 5 to bring you. Then to give you the ultimate in confidence, our diamonds are certified by the most stringent and most reputable American gem labs. In fact, Doc has selections of GIA certified diamonds in the country. Our passion extends to the rings we sell too. Our engagement rings are not cookie cutter. They're handcrafted by the world's top ring designers with artisan craftsmen. Ship made right here in corners, no compromises. That's why you can always spot a diamond. Short Pump, West Broad Village, across from Holtzman's direct diamond importer.
Elliot hitting Excel 102.2.
In the morning is sending a winner, Texas, for the Austin City Festival. Two different winners, over 130 bands on 8 different stages. Right now, you qualify for the grand prize. Winner gets announced on Friday. Winner and your guest, you will choose when to go to Austin. You need information about anything, facebook.com/EITM online. You call me right if you qualify. 866-235-5468. We'll take a break. We'll get a winner. Tom Papa joins us.
So it'll be a big success. Watch it on TV in the station, Columbia Broadcasting System.
Cap Center Home Loans offer zero closing costs, great rates, and something just as valuable, trust.
The process with Capley, and I had a lot of trust in them from my very first conversation when they explained the system spec and what the timeline would be. I just thought, well, I want to stay local after a bad experience with a big national company. Cap Center saved a lot of money, not only because of the zero closing costs, but also because they're a very good rate. If Cap Center were an animal, I'd choose an owl because they were very wise about the mortgage loan process, and they really kept a sharp eye out for my best. At other company, I'd say they were weasels. My name is Ken Ball, and I'm a very satisfied Cap Center customer.
Where you are, call 1-804 or visit capcenter.com. Important limitations apply based on credit score, loan to value, and other 67717. Get information at nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Graduated with a degree in business administration, ACPI University.
ACPI was the best decision I ever made.
Chris, you can earn an in-demand degree in business 5 years or less. Go to ecpi.edu and explore business IT management degrees in business administration, accounting, or hospitality. Go to ecpi.edu. The best decision you ever made. For more information on this program's success, cost, and other important facts, see SFACS. Programs vary by location.
AutoZone.
What is AutoZone?
Well, AutoZone is the best place for thousands of brand name collection of chemical and functional fluids and free
help and advice. Satisfactory. We require course correction. We seek Nevada.
Stay cool on your summer road trip and save on a 20 can of AC Pro Premium refrigerant with hose and gauge. Restrictions and details in store.
Papers of Ashland help you say goodbye to winter and hello to spring with the refreshing new juice flavors. Stop in and shop a variety of vaping products offering over 80 unique flavors. Ashland will help you find a combination you'll love. Mention this ad to receive 15% or $25 or more. Owned and operated by veterans giving back to the community. Veteran Vapors of Ashland, located on Route 1. For more, 92990. Follow us on Facebook or go to veteranvapors.com.
Spicy tequila mezcal smothered burrito. To toss out the rule book. We spicy. A tropical storm of flavor raging across a tangy tequila sea. Go. A spark of tequila. A wave of salacious smother that knocks you to your seat and makes you say, wow. Finish this daring pairing because we're Qdoba. Qdoba. Choose flavor. So grab your spicy tequila mango smothered burrito today.
Made from right here in Virginia.
Then I let it down.
Summer Jam from the Virginia Lottery. Go to VASummerJam.com for the complete free music downloads. Ways to win other great prizes, coolest music, the hottest games. Summer Jam from the Virginia Lottery. Tune in. Game on.
Right now, the Consumer Opinion Center is for smokers between the ages of 21 to 54 that smoke wine and other flavor varieties to participate in studies in June. You could earn up to $150. And now register ConsumerOpinionCenter.com.
On 64 West at the, it's over on the left shoulder, 95. Collisions in Northside, Chamberlain at Westbrook, Broad at 20th and Churchill. Collisions Jeff Davis at Obermeyer Hook and Brander's Bridge at Lakeview Avenue.
Now, back to Elliott XL 102.
And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. But these will both be beautiful, forever young. This I know. This I know. He told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry. No, we both know we don't go without it. She told me you'll never be in love. Oh, oh. I can feel my face when I'm
866-2-ELLIOT-866-235-5. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hello.
Hey, who are you?
It's Josh.
Josh, how are you, sir?
I am doing all right. I got a three.
Oh, dude, good for you. Well, you for a living, but that is great news for you.
No, I got Thursday, Friday off. One of my best friends is getting married, so it's going to be hot as hell and not be too fun standing in a tux all day.
That kind of sucks. Whatever, dude. It's a three. I'm not bad for you. All right, listen. I got to go kind of quick. I'm going to give you a copy of Foo Fighters' Sonic Highways on DVD. Qualifying prize. Fight for the grand prize. We're going to give away a trip on Friday. A grand prize trip to head to Austin, Texas for the Austin City Limits Music Festival in October. Should you win, you want to go, and we'll take care of the rest from there. But, dude, hold tight 1 second for me. You get a copy, like I said, of Foo Fighters Sonic Highways, and you're qualified for the grand prize trip for two to head to Austin.
And I'm here. I'll talk to you Friday morning.
So, for your sake, all right, dude, hold tight, please. Sir.
Good, how are you?
I am excellent. It's nice to talk to you again.
How's life?
You know what? It's life is happy. I feel like life's good on my end. How about on the endings?
It's good. Busy. That's always good.
That's a good problem to have.
Absolutely.
Now, listen, I know that we don't have a ton of time together, so I'm just going to cut off all of us. The last studio, we were talking about a show that was going to be coming. It was called Boom, and that once we got caught up, so now we are closer. I know we have a premiere date of June 25th. I've seen all, like, the trailer, the previews. Awesome.
Thanks, man. It might be the craziest show I've ever hosted.
In terms of...
Just that, the action. I mean, literally, the premise of the show is that you it seems like a game show, and, you know, nice show, and you can win money, and you have to answer the questions, wants to be a millionaire kind of a show. Answering the questions, there's this giant Wile E. bomb in front of you.
Right.
Wires on the bomb represents an answer to the question. Answering, you have to defuse this bomb to go and win money, which is very nice. If it doesn't, this thing literally blows up in your face and you're covered head to toe.
And by the way, the clips of everything blowing covered in all of the worst world makes me laugh my ass off like no one's business.
What's funny about the show goes as you as a viewer, like, bar. Are you rooting for these nice people to win a lot of money? Or it blows up in their face?
Can I tell you this? It's funny you say that. Because watch the trailer clip, knowing that you were going to probably the trailer clip, like, I don't know, four. It wasn't until one of the last ones where I was like, oh, now Tom's telling that family they won like fellers. I didn't even realize even any at all during the course of the show.
I just was so fun. You know, like, always, for me as a comedian, it's like, is it funny? Am I going to have a good time doing it? That's like my only criteria. But then in the middle of this taping, these people are standing there, they're on TV, they're holding these wire cutter, big bomb in front of them, and they're on the verge of changing it with 300,000 pounds. All of a sudden it became very, very real. And then wanting to make jokes to me, really hoping these people can pull it off. It's not even just, to be honest. Not even just so they can win. It doesn't blow up and I get hit.
Because you get, like, whenever you would be getting covered in stuff.
You know, in the beginning, the first couple bombs went off, I was able to run away from them. My earpiece, the producers, like, I got to build up these bombs. We got to hit Papa. And then for the rest of the taping, it's me literally trying to run away from these bombs. Suits in the making of this show.
Holy crap, dude. I don't know if that's a lot, but I feel like it is.
Are they completely, were they able to get them dry cleaned?
No. A couple of them you could salvage. Literally, you have this nice day to be on TV, and you literally covered. I mean, some of these bombs, there's one time there was this red bomb. I don't know what it was, a strawberry bomb. This thing went through. It was one of those where I thought the answer was right. It hit me so hard. It went through my suit, through my underwear. It was just ball it up and just chuck it.
This, Tom, does every, like, because I know for the premiere on June the 20th, where they talk about how the maple syrup bomb, do all of the bombs have like something that identifiable?
Yeah, they are. These people, like I said, the people that make the bomb people. So they're down there, like, just think about it. These are crew guys. They had some hosts, they'd all smiley, gets to be on TV. Now these guys get to actually blow something up and cover the host in something. They're very motivated.
So now I want to watch, first of all, I want to watch the show. And I'll be honest with you, I am a complete sucker for the summer. I love it. I love every do. I completely get into them. So this...
Wait.
This is right up. But now I want to watch to see if I can find the transition where you go from stage to, all right, now I'm just going to stand here and take it, and they're going to get...
There were a couple where I really cared, and I'm like, I'm staying with you, even though I knew maybe this might blow up. There are a couple times when I really kind of leave them. And but as you notice, I said behind them, so they... Most of it.
Hey, now, let me ask you this, because I've had, and you alluded to it, thinking about how when, because, I mean, listen, at your core, and what you do for a living, and what everybody knows you as, is you're and you go out on the road, and you're very, very funny. Your stand-up is great. And so you didn't want to just take a show where it was like, okay, well, this doesn't make any sense, where you still wanted to be able to laugh and have a good time. And it was you and not just people, what is Papa doing? This is crazy. So now that you have gone through and filmed a show, did it fall in line with what you were hoping it was when you agreed and said yes?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's like, if you can be in something and be yourself, and, you know, some shows, like, you kind of get wrapped into, I don't know, it's very serious and that kind of thing. This is just fun. It literally just fun, like, just to be out there and have these people, like, have this chance to spend dollars and dollars, and everybody's getting the audiences. They could get hit with the bombs also. And, you know, it's very, look, as a comedian, sometimes you spend a lot of time writing jokes, and that's a fun lot of work. But sometimes you don't want to work that hard.
Right.
And standing next to you, covered in guac, you're going to be able to come up with about 20 jokes in 2 seconds.
And by the way, you know the other part that doesn't suck, and hearing you say it a couple of times, the fact that you could give someone $100,000 and change their life, there ain't nothing wrong with that either.
No, I mean it really. I'm just thinking, well, is it going to be a fun show? Is it going to be whatever? And then you're out there, and like the people, you hear them talking on the break, like it's huge money. Like in the next 10 seconds, they're going to be in $300,000 or go home with nothing.
Right,
it's a big, big deal. You know, there was like 3 kids that came in Michigan. You know, you could tell they're just young guys that right out of school, and they just didn't have any money, really. You first come out of school, you're just scraping by, and all of a sudden they have a chance, $1,000. Are you kidding me? Really intense.
That's unreal. Hey, can I ask you something I was listening to Come to Papa.
Mm-hmm.
How close are we really to getting a theme?
Dude, I've heard it. We're so damn close.
No.
I have it. Now, if I could just figure out how to put it into we're going to be in great shape.
And then the last though, I don't remember if it was on road or if I saw an if somewhere. You tell us opening. I think somebody was talking to you about like one of the worst gigs you've ever had, and you tell me opening a casino in Lana, and it was like 3 days. Is that a true story?
Sorry. That place. I'd never been to Lafa, Nevada. I'm like, must Vegas. No, it's like. It's like Las Vegas in hell. It literally is 200 degrees at that place. You can't go outside and just melt on the sidewalk.
Okay, but that's Nevada. I'm talking about the crowd. I believe you refer to them as stupid. The crowd is so stupid. The third day, you pulled out a yo-yo and just yo-yoed on stage for 15 minutes.
They were the dumbest people I've ever seen. And after 3 days of trying to get them to laugh at anything, I just gave up. And I'm like, all right, you ding that. Here's something that'll amuse you. And I took out a yo-yo, and I just played it for 15 minutes. And I have to say, I think they enjoyed it more than my ass. Look, it's going up. Now it's going down. Now it's going up.
Are the best. Boom, will premiere Thursday, June 25th on Fox. Hey, Tom Pop, it's nice to talk to you. The show's a success, man.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate it.
You got it. Thanks.
Elliot in the morning. This is XL102 after Elliot. Richmond's alternative.
64 West at the West Point exit. It's over on the left shoulder, 95 and 290. Collisions in Northside, Chamberlain at Westbrook. Broad at 20th and Churn. Watch for collisions. Jeff Davis at Obermore Loke and Brander's Bridge at Lakeview.
Kelly. And I'm Tyler Hubbard.
We're Florida Georgia Line, and we love playing music.
Which means spending a ton of us.
So it's important to always bring along something from home.
That's right, like a few bottles of new.
Is that your Dushan, Tyler?
BK.
I love that clear citrus flavor. Bottles.
Oh, it's okay, BK. I know it's hard to resist new Dushan made with real sugar. Besides, see, we're just part of my stash anyways.
They were?
I got 6 more bottles of Dushan in my guitar. Well, hey, I still got 5 bottles. 5 bottles stuffed in the back of my amplifier?
Drank them.
BK.
okay.
Hey, if you're hot and douche-on, you gotta do better.
You're hot and douche-on?
That's where I got this bottle.
Where was it?
In the fridge.
Man, never looked in the fridge.
With the clear citrus flavor, Mountain Dew Shine. Available legally.
For fueling a generation and celebrating producing Mountain Dew, Dew Shine. Smooth, clear dew with an old school. Grab Mountain Dew, Mountain Dew, Dew Shine. Available legally for the first time.
Your feet put in a hard day, and that's exactly how they feel and smell. Odor Eater super activated insoles can control sweat and odor, and all day. Stop sweat and odor while experiencing cushioned comfort. Wear your shoes in comfort, kick them off with confidence.
Hey boss, I've heard a marketing campaign for our jewelry store. We're gonna crush Diamonds Direct with this. Look, our customers are tweeting like crazy.
Fantastic, show me.
Here's one he bought his wife's anniversary gift here.
Yeah, what's that other part?
Oh, found a Diamonds Direct.
What's a hashtag?
Oh, wait, look at this one. This guy says his engagement ring she got here. See?
A minute, another hash brown.
Hashtag, sir.
A bigger diamond than Diamonds Direct. Hashtag overpaid. This is crazy. This tweet thing is going to kill us.
Don't take chances. She'll post all over social media. Go to Diamonds Direct. Bigger, better quality diamonds for less. And all things girls love to show off. Like Tacori, Verragio, Simon G, and more. Diamonds Direct. Richmond's direct diamond importer. West Village.
Ooh, here's one. He says our store was the best.
Hashtag until I found Diamonds Direct.
Ugh, you twit. You mean twit.
Need cash back? Call First Virginia at 855-2165. First Virginia can provide you with a line of credit up to $1,000 that can be loaded onto a prepaid Visa card and be used anywhere. Use your line of credit for whatever you need, even for buying online. There are no annual fees, no minimum monthly finance charges, no credit checks, or access available credit simply by calling 855-216-6555. Getting the money you need has never been easier. First Virginia is your trusted neighborhood financial services center. We're open convenient hours 7 days a week. Our helpful associates are committed to getting you the cash you need quickly and easily. Come in and get started right now. Call 855-2165 or visit firstvirginialoans.com. That's 855-2165. First Virginia, your neighborhood financial services center. Prepaid dinner. Pay debit card issued for the USA Inc. Card subject to terms and conditions of card issuer. All rights reserved.
Gear up for summer driving season Thursday for Stone Complete Auto Care and save $100 off any purchase of $500 or more. Visit AutoCare.com or see store for full offer valid June 11th through June 14th. June 14th is required.
No time to fuss with lunch? Introducing Chinello's new Aguiles. 6-inch sub, $6. Salad, garlic bread, and a drink, $6. Small one-topping pizza and drink, $6. Pick up or deliver locations. Call now or order online only at Chinello'sPizza.com.
Just in time for summer, every Wawa now offers Coca-Cola Freestyle. 100 of your favorite brands like Coke Zero, Dasani Water, Sprite, and whether you're in the mood for diet, decaf, fizzy, or fruity, Wawa's got you covered. Plus, you can customize any drink with options like berry, lime, and so many abilities are quenchless. With Coca-Cola available wherever you Wawa. Gotta have a Wawa.
From the top of the Elliott in the Morning building, WWDC, Washington, XL, Richmond, Elling.
So I guess it's over, baby, day again. Who'd have thought that time don't stop and somehow, girl, the world keeps spinning.
It's Elliott in the Morning. Thank you, Tom Papa. Boom will premiere on the 5th on Fox. Thanks again to Tom Papa for check. All right, two pieces of business, and then I got to get into something. Number one, earlier, Jeff Ross will be on with us tomorrow. Comedy Central special. I've already seen it. It is very, very good. He did it at the Brazos Countess. And he goes right after the inmates. It's hysterical. It's hysterical. So anyway, with us tomorrow, looking forward a day after that to Thursday. Bert's still coming in, right? He's still scheduled to fly from Hawaii to D.C.
That's it.
Get off the plane, get in a car, and come to the station. Here's your next 2 days of guests. Tomorrow, Jeff Ross, Comedy Central special, and then Bert Kreischer will be in here on Thursday. And I'll be honest, I have no Bert. Literally, he's flying to Los Angeles, changing planes, and then flying L.A. to D.C.
You know what you're getting out of Bert. drinking. I don't, well, that's not fair. I haven't been watching his Periscope. I don't know if he's still doing his cleanse.
Well, we'll find out on Thursday. Bit of business number one. Guess. Number two, everybody. There are still some people for Dave and Elliot's 4th of July rally and ride to RFK. That's our charity motorcycle ride that we're doing with Dave Grohl. It'll take... We will meet at D.C. Brow. That's where we'll do all of our staging. From there. Well, let me point out, while our buddy Steve Menino from Chef is going to get you breakfast, you will get a special rally and ride t-shirt. It's just for people that are riding in the ride. Be parking at RFK Stadium for the show, and you'll get a little special entrance. Obviously, Dave Grohl will be with us at D.C. Brow and part of the ride. All the money here. Benefits. We are Family DC and the National Center for Me. So those are the two charities that we're taking care of. Again, all the information at .com/EITM online. You get everything to know about Dave and Elliot's Rally and Ride. 4th of July, Rally K Stadium. So again, 4th of July take place, and then UN Stadium, like I said, VIP parking, special entrance to get into the show, and then you're in the 20th anniversary blowout, Foo Fighters, Heart, Jones, Trombone Shorty, whole Cool J. So it'll be a great time. So if you want to start your day out a little bit earlier, with us and with Dave Grohl, your asses. Again, if you need information, and everything, facebook.com/EITM online. All right. So there's your bit of business and out of the way. Very important though. Buddy lives in Toronto. And I don't know if he was being, first of all, he may have been total BS. Or it may be partially right, but has anybody seen the story of public orgy is getting ready to take place?
No.
So apparently there is an orgy that is in a theater, in a movie theater, but like at a venue in Toronto. I don't know why this is being done. First of all, how is that even legal?
It's an orgy.
It's an orgy. From what my buddy was telling me, I don't know what the cause is, but I know that it has something to do with people who have, it's twofold. It has something to do with people who have disabilities, but able-bodied people are also invited to take part in it as well. So I don't know what the aim of, like, hey, just because you may be in a wheelchair, you're still capable of having sex, so we're just having everybody down to have sex. I don't. How are they pulling that off?
Why would it be illegal?
Because you can't just throw in a pick and you can't just tell people to come down and have an orgy.
I think you can.
No, you
on a stage,
just at the arena.
It's not open to the public for viewing. Doors.
So you believe that if we...
private venue?
Yeah. No, you can't do that.
Why not?
Aren't there laws against that?
About the sex you have? No. Oh, can't have sex with, like...
Right.
But these are all consenting adults.
Went to a show. Any show at any arena. You and Lindsay decided to have sex at that show.
That's not... This is being billed as the event. This isn't like two people
out into a sex addiction.
Exactly. That's different.
Think you could do that?
You can't do the thing you're describing.
No, I'm saying that, like, for... Seth can't put
What's
on
the difference
no-
to all the clubs that we talk about here and there? Whether it's BDSM or just the swingers.
Okay,
I did that at private venues all the time.
So if Seth wanted to at the 9:30 club, he could have an orgy.
Just build.
Obviously, I don't know if he.
What about the Verizon Center?
Could pull it off, or if Ted could pull it off.
If I go to Ted, I have a great idea for Verizon Center.
They may have issues with like food service and things like that. Other
I
laws.
I won't even open the concession stand.
I don't know if that gets issues served there night before and night after.
Right.
When it's not the 9:30 club or any sort of sports arena or music club.
You won't be serving. You can't get anything from the Senator's sausage stand. But other than that, we're good to go. No way. By the way, does it have to be free? No. So the one in Toronto they're charging for.
Yeah, and it's disabled and able-bodied people.
Yeah, that's what I said. Oh, okay. I did say that. It's anybody. It's $20 and it's an orangey?
Your caretaker, if you need one,
right,
can get in free.
Okay.
And they said there'll be an interpreter of people who come.
That's really smart.
And space for about 20 wheelchairs. Logistics. People know what they're dealing with, deals-wise.
I got more space than that at Verizon Center.
Oh, you open up the floor?
We do it.
You move.
Is anybody going? Are they selling tickets? Oh, yeah. You said $20.
Yeah. The woman who came up with the idea, Stella, says she thought...
Stella...
of the idea. I'm increasingly fed up with her. Has to be something wrong with where she's in a wheelchair and she has a spinal disorder.
Dude, people in wheelchair have sex all the time.
No. So organize orgies.
So this is like a... This is educational?
I guess so. Oh.
Awesome.
So, well, Robbie on Twitter just called you a prude. Now you're into it?
I don't know. Walk through and take a look-see?
He's in bad times. What is that?
Toronto.
Yeah.
You see that on a lot of concert t-shirts.
I still can't believe that's legal.
Why wouldn't it be? You're not giving me a reason to legal. You're just saying it's saying illegal.
I'll tell you.
You're anti-disabled people. That's what I heard. You're team able-bodied.
Because if it were legal, somebody would have done this already.
No, I think this is a nuisance that the orgies that exist are not set up for people who may be wheelchair-bound or have some other sort of disability.
Let's disabled part of it. If this were legal, you don't would have just said, hey, I have an idea. Let's just charge people $20. Everybody can come in.
That goes on.
Why haven't they done it at Verizon Center?
Because you wouldn't do that.
Why haven't they done it at the Superdome? How awesome would that be?
She says the Berlin Wall.
I would pay $20 just to walk around and
see. The Berlin Wall of sex is coming down.
Are you going, Diane?
No. No.
Have you ever seen one?
For disabled people.
No.
Okay. Honey, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Stop focusing on that. I want you to focus on that.
You all right?
I got to look. The
for a pepperoni.
That's going to happen at the...
It's a kidney stone.
Yeah. I would pay... I've never been in an orgy.
But you would...
You told me there was going to be 200 people having an orgy, and I could pay $20.
Do you watch that in person?
Yeah, I do. I do. I'm an animal.
Well, Tom Brenner wants you to specifically at the orgy.
Oh, you know what? Let me get everybody going.
Of course, there's double meaning there. Let's see. Robbie, again, people do this all the time.
No, they don't.
That is the point. Just because Elliot hasn't been invited doesn't mean it's illegal.
No, they don't do this all.
Citizens arrest. Yeah, honestly, you're the person calling the cops. Weren't allowed into.
No. But don't tell me they do this. Fine. They don't do this all.
Elliot does this all the time.
And they have orgies there. Orgies. Orgies.
The ride in Raleigh is not also an orgy.
Like, for example, I did go to that one sex club in New York when I lived there. The Vault. Yes, I saw people masturbating. I saw dudes getting clothespins put on their testicles and their nipples. I saw a way of people masturbating. At no point, though, did I see any people laying on the ground having an orgy.
You weren't invited into those rooms, Cider.
I did. That's not true. I went upstairs. I had some of the popcorn that was out.
I guarantee you didn't see.
Maybe not. But this is just wide open for everybody.
Hello. Oh, this one's locked.
911. No, I'd be so uncomfortable.
Just to see it? You don't have to participate.
Yeah, I know. Just to see it.
They'll give you masks.
Like theater masks? Like masks?
Like,
I don't want that. My hands are busy.
I have nothing against people who...
Oh, you one hand?
Yes.
No, use the one with the little strap.
You have no, you have nothing against
people who engage in this type of activity.
No.
I would be uncomfortable.
You don't have to have sex, she says.
Then why?
I'm just gonna gawk.
So here's what we can have. We can't have 17,000 Elliots while having sex.
Giggle.
Be taking place.
This shouldn't be shocking. It should be celebrated. Fine, no progress is ever made without controversy. She's got all the line.
Elliot, it's all the time.
Not all the time, everywhere.
I'm reading a tweet, but I am agreeing with that.
Used to hear about all the time in
Deja
in
New
DC.
Or Deja Vu.
No.
Entree New. I got it.
Actually, what was happening there?
Not eulogies.
But that one's like mainstream. The clubs they're doing this probably are not.
Okay, so here now it's mainstream now?
No, I'm just talking about, obviously, you need more than, if you're going to make the claim that this happens all the time.
Right.
Which I have made for the last 5 minutes. But social media lounge.
Has any of those people ever been to one?
It sounds like it.
So they've walked in and there's 20.
Who's this that's never been to an orgy?
Nobody. Just assumers.
No.
Oh. You would? Oh, I'm sorry. Would you go watch? Why not? Are you afraid? Is there a part of you? And I'll ask you too, Diane. Is there a part of you that thinks that you may go? That mean you may like put into it?
No, I'm like Tyler. I'd be really uncomfortable.
I'd be very immature. I'd be very, very immature. But that's okay. They don't care. That's part of an orgy. Everybody plays their role. I'm the immature one. I'm into it. But you can't tell me that this goes on all the time.
I have.
Who will tell you, I have been with, I paid my $20, I walked in, lay down on the floor and had sex people, like just in a big F pile.
I mean, it's full.
Where am I going?
And yes, Donna, R.I.P. Jimmy Greenspoon.
I thought, you know, go to Toronto with Jimmy.
Because,
I'd probably walk
because
in, they'd
he's
be like,
into orgies. Why did it?
No, he was
they
the one.
Think that he was.
He
we're thinking of his last few days where he obviously was riddled with disease.
No. One walked through the orgies.
He was the one who set the gold.
Walked in with Jimmy. Everybody in that room would be
with,
like, Jimmy!
With some modesty.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't flaunt
it. He
were living vicariously.
Knuckles.
Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay. I'm Outreach Miami, and as an artist, you're able to rent a venue and have people sign up, and you're able to do art, and you're able to charge admission for it.
And then people just get in there, take off their clothes, and just start, just everybody that's in the building.
You have to sign a waiver throughout before you enter in, and you have to know where it used to do it before in Miami. In Miami, I actually had the ad in the classifieds of the newspaper. So when he opened it up, if you knew what you were looking for, you would know where you needed to go to be able to an artist.
So this is the case of it going mainstream in Toronto.
I think a little bit more on edge than we are with sexual freedoms and stuff here as
our did you ever go to an orgy in South Beach?
I bartended naked.
You bartended for an orgy?
Naked.
Wait a minute. You were naked too?
I'd make about $7,000
to
$9,000 for about 3 hours.
Dude, sign me up! Sign me up! $7,000 to $9,000 in 3 hours. Sign me up now. Now, granted, you're going to Canada. That's only $5,000 to $7,000, but still, I'll take it.
And I was behind it. Absolutely nothing. It was legal. There were security guards there that were hired from the Miami Police after hours as security for protection. Yeah.
How often? How often?
I did three of them. So I would have them like once, I'd say probably about four times a year.
Wow.
Did you ever?
No.
With your South Beach Cugini, or drinks for people?
Bazillion good.
Oh, so hot. Wow. I love everything. By the way, you can be disgusting, but South Beach, I imagine you are just drop dead gorgeous.
I'm not bad. I wouldn't say I'm drop in, drop out. I don't blend in up here, that's for sure.
But like a championship ass.
I have probably a double G, each size 12 waist.
Oh, did you say B or G? Oh, G! Yeah! That's too aggressive, Elliot. That's why I can't go to the orgy.
You're going to walk in and act like a nap. We're going to have to get away.
Who's yay over there?
Yeah!
Internet.
Oh my God! Okay, perfect. All right, listen. Let me see what I can set up. I'm gonna talk to Seth and see if we can do the do an orgy.
Yeah,
that was so aggressive. All right, very good. Thank you, Miss South Beach. Thank.
Oh man,
damn!
How hot is that? I still don't understand. Hold off.
We want to know if you're going, if you're going to bring your selfie stick.
I bet you, like,
earn nothing.
Probably not.
Earn nothing.
Do you think, like, when I set this up, you know what? This may be Ted Leonsis. When I set this up, do you think, like, when you walk to Verizon Center, you have to take your clothes off immediately? Oh. Just so that everybody's comfortable.
You don't have to.
No, you don't have to engage a bunch of me's there. You know what I mean?
Too bad.
Onlookers, like one person have sex with 500 guys.
And even
like the Houston, remember that porn star?
Oh.
Remember when gangbangs were really big? Ben Sinclair. Jones knows what I'm talking about. Annabelle Chong. That was a huge, huge hell.
Yeah, no.
That's what it would be.
Record.
That's how it felt watching on TV.
But I wanted to be, yes, there's going to be gawkers. Gawkers to have to be naked too, so that you don't get a bunch of like me walking around in my cargo board t-shirt just yelling, yeah. No, you know what I mean? What I mean? Like, if you're going to yell that, you should at least still exposed. Oh, Kaylee, where are you?
Michael, if you've ever been to Private Expressions in El Paso.
Oh my God. Horrible.
That's the point?
No.
You don't know these places. What's up and act like the place is discussed. It's in El Paso, but hashtag it's all good, EP.
I imagine, what's the name of the
private expressions?
Rest of the country as a porta potty.
Has Elliot even been to the 7-something?
Let me do this.
Diane, the Joe 7th floor.
Let me do this. Kaylee, will you ask these people to hold? These are my. ask these people to hold. If you're on hold, don't go anywhere. Give me one quick break, and then we'll get back into the Toronto orgy.
Elliot's 4th of July rally in RFK. Join Dave Grohl and Elliot in the Morning for an S motorcycle ride from D.C. Brown K Stadium. It's for Foo Fighter anniversary blowout. You'll get a special rally and ride t-shirt, breakfast from celebrity chef Steve Menino of Chef Music, and the ride to with Van Elliott, complete with VIP motorcycle parking. Rally and ride tickets right now on Ticketmaster.com. Blowout, you still need a ticket to ride. Days limited, so get them quick. It all benefits the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. And we are family Dave and Elliott's 4th of July rally and ride to RFK. All the details at Facebook.itm online in the morning. The XL session from the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts.
I want to get better.
See the videos and photos now at XL102Richmond.com. Up next, Glass Animals this set for an intimate session at the Cap Downtown Music Hall. Keep listening to win your way in. Powered by Guitar Center, Pretzel 102.
From the Neath Traffic Center. A stalled vehicle will slow you if you're heading southbound on 95 near Petersburg. Southbound 95 between 460 and 1 vehicle currently blocking the left lane. Collisions reported for Forest Hill at 41st, 31st, Main at Nichols on Lombardi.
This report is brought to you by Subway. Come into Subway and fall into guacamole, perfectly made from ripe Haas avocados with just a hint of jalapeno. Come in today and see how guacamole turns the flavor to all your favorite. Eat fresh.
You have a budget in mind for an engagement ring, right? Well, what if you can get her a big find and come in under budget? Welcome to Diamonds Direct.
It's very gratifying to everyone here when we can find you looking for less than you intended to spend.
That's Suzanne Stewart, a diamond who says it happens every day.
One of two things happened. The store, they either than they had anticipated at the very same budget, or they simply are able to spend money towards something else.
Yes, Diamonds Direct cuts out the middleman. Yes, it's because Diamonds Direct has a high-volume, low-margin business model. Yes, it's because Diamonds Direct beats anyone's price gap. So because it Diamonds Direct things to spend your money on. Money.
Like a honeymoon house. All the things that people that are just getting married are doing to build their lives. Your budget, when you share it with us, we honor it.
Value Leader. We're Richmond in Short Pump, West Broad Village.
Yes, Cecil. But First Capital Bank makes it extremely easy with our Switch Kit. The First Capital Bank reward. It's the debit card that gives you back on every purchase over a dollar. Yeah, cash back every swipe. Visit onecapitalbank.com today. First Capital Bank. Let's make it work. Member FDIC.
Wow, Bo, really weren't kidding when you said come over and get the grand tour of your new house. I think we covered edge of the second floor.
And we haven't even gotten...
Great.
We put in new countertops, replaced the appliances, and created a breakfast nook. Have you ever seen a cuter nook?
What a great nook. You know, I gotta get going.
But you haven't seen the mudroom yet.
Someone who will want to know everything about your customized... Because the more they know... With Allstate House and Home Insurance, customize a policy with a lot of claim-free rewards. So don't wait. Talk to an Allstate agent today.
Get help with home in Brooklyn who lives right nearby. Catchment area Allstate agents. And save even more when you add coverage for your car. Features are subject to terms, conditions, and things vary.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. You in good hands.
Virginia Lottery presents 5 quick reasons to smile. Number 1, not only do penguins propose, they do so with the perfect pebble. Number 2, Genesis your immune system. Number 3, as much as a cup of tea. Number 4, and seal faster. And number 5, from the Virginia Lottery. With drawings every Monday and Thursday and a chance to win $1,000 or for life. There's always a reason for life from the Virginia Lottery. Odds of winning top prize are 1 in 21.8 million.
Greetings and salivation.
Salivation does not have a way with words, particularly when it comes to describing his haircut.
High and mighty, fat top, fluha,
bowler's cut.
The good news, Bumbling Benny, is that Great Clip stylists can figure out exactly what kind of haircut you want. Because last time, they took Clip Note for a haircut that any stylist had, because they know your haircut.
That's music to my eyes.
Good effort. It's gonna be great.
Aren't made from scratch, like that cabinet you still haven't assembled, because the instruction code you need to be a member of the SAC. No, our biscuits, like biscuit bakers, wake up at the crack of dawn every morning to transform buttermilk and flour into a perfect golden brown buttered biscuit. Get 2 made-from-scratch country fried steak 50, only at Hardee's restaurants. Tax not included.
Want to be your company's marketing genius? Click iHeartRichmondAdvertising.com.
Richmond's number one morning show on XL 102.
Coming up in a little while, I will give you a pair of tickets to go see Chris Cornell. The show's going to be October the 14th. Right now, though, I got to get back in. Thank you very much for holding. 662 Elliot. 235-5468. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, who's this? Noel, how are you?
I'm good. I was just listening to your and thought I'd tell you the first time my ex ever took me to one of these clubs, we ended up having an orgy with 8 people total, 4 couples.
Man.
And crazy.
So the first time you go, you walk into this place. Did you say you were with your husband?
It was boyfriend.
Okay, ex-boyfriend. So you and this guy walk in. Now did you know an orgy?
Yeah, I did. He had told me about it. He had done it before, so he's like, "Come on, let's go." So,
Were you hesitant at all?
A little bit apprehensive, but like, let me just go and do it. Let me see. Like, I've always been comfortable with myself.
God, I wish I was more comfortable with myself.
Yeah.
Now, prior to getting to the orgy, like, had you done like threesomes or anything like that?
I mean, I'm bi, so I mean, you know, pretty much ran the gamut, but yeah, this was like walking into somewhere had, you know, experienced very, very first time, And I was in one of those special rooms, but my window. So then the weirdos and
That's me. Now, let me ask you this. So you go into this room. Did you just walk in the front door and just take your clothes off immediately?
Not at all. When you basically run bar, you bring your own liquor, some drinks, go and dance, start. And then, you know, there's chemistry. So next thing you know, we're all good looking. The guys are hot. And next thing you know, and we're all getting it on.
Do I, when we're dancing, do I already have an
erection? Pretty much. Yeah. These.
I do. The second we walked in the place, I
Well, better because then, so you're in more of these underground parties.
Stop! Don't. Let's not leave.
Sorry, we haven't left the club yet. Let's keep going.
At what point are you naked?
I'm naked once we're home.
So dancing around, you're fine. Like
yep.
You still have clothes. And hey, actually,
I had a dress on with no panties, no bra, so I was already kind of ready to go.
That's what Diane's wearing to work today.
Uh-oh.
So when did you feel like, oh, I tagged in to be part of that? Like, were you
I felt pretty on top of the world. I mean,
I got picked.
I know, and you know what? The girl, like two of the girls were smoking hot. If I had a chance to be with them, and I wanted to be with my boyfriend, and their boyfriends were cool with it. So, like, everybody, it just mutually worked out for everybody.
So, point, somebody gives, like, the, hey, let's go.
Yep, and green light comes on, thumbs up. Oh.
And so you guys walked to this. How did you get that private room?
You just have to go name down. It's almost like, you sign up for a room, and when one becomes available, and it's clean, or they're ready to go, they tell you.
When you say it's clean, so you sign up and then they're like, oh, you know what? We're just sending a crew into room 8 to get that cleaned up. Then you guys
right.
can go in.
They clean. Yeah. They make sure that everything's, clean and I mean, it's a private to be a member there. So, you know, they treat their, guests. I mean,
Can I ask this real quick?
Yeah.
Now not of you. I'm asking Diane and Tyler now and Kaylee because Kaylee said she would do it. Now you have a choice. Do you want to be a bartender? Or do you want to have to be the room cleaner?
Bartender, you're getting paid like $9,000 for 3 hours.
Same amount of money.
I'd rather pay to be the bartender.
Paid like $9 an hour.
Okay, all right. So now we're in the room. So I've come out and I just finished cleaning. Be good to go. Enjoy your time. I close the door and then my oily nose up again.
Pretty much.
And how?
I think at the height of things, we had about 11 people.
Oh, I thought you were going to say in the room.
No, we had 8 in the room.
Okay, stop. Don't rush through this. I'll be done by then. So you walk, as soon as the door closes, does everybody?
I mean, everybody at Dutch, feeling the buzz of their drinks, the vibes are flowing, the girls, I think we all started kissing, touching, and, basically the guys' pants start to come down. I mean, you know how it happens. I mean, everything.
You've never been to an orgy.
Okay. I mean, basically it just, it starts with kissing, touching. Next thing you know, the guy's pants are off. Somebody might sit in front of someone, and then kind of happens.
Oh, sorry. I was getting your dad. Hey, so Tyler asked a good question. Like, is there music? Like, is there music going?
You know what? In this room, they have another room that you can have music. But I can't recall if there was music or not. I was more
so you got to hear how to hear hawking and breathing and laughing. Ugh.
Oh, God. Yeah. I think,
dress is on, girls.
All right, so everybody, so guys got their pants off.
Listen to you.
I can't believe this goes on.
Totally goes on.
And so somebody's given oral sex, and then it just turns into this point. Does everybody just throw themselves in?
Pretty much a few. I mean, there was probably like a good maybe 5 to 10 minutes of like foreplay between the guy,
right.
But the girls, we had stuff with each other, and then with the respected other men in the room. So
language. I know we're getting comfortable. Hey, what is the? How do you know when you rotate?
That just all came. She looked at her boyfriend and was like, do you mind if I give oral sex to this, the abs? And he was like, go ahead.
Damn, please.
Monkeys.
Hey, stop. Wait, no, that's fine. That word is fine.
Okay.
So now, but, and so, like, she, like, looks over, and there's, like, oh, well, my guy's taken. I may as well go over to that dude.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, intercourse.
That's it. Intercourse, like, probably about a good, like I said, about 10 to, you know, if they're so into that, then everybody started, you know, just swap and.
Right. Know, it was, let me ask you this. So there were total in there, right?
Yep.
Did you have intercourse with all four guys?
No, I did not. I did it with the person I came with.
You did other stuff to the three other guys.
Yes. And now it's a personal show.
And did you end up with?
Two of them.
Why only two?
I think she was, you know what? She was just basically all into the one guy she had swapped with. Like I said, I mean, once you, it's kind of like no holds barred. You keep tabs on everybody. That's their people to handle. Like, you know, it's like a 7-to-1 ratio. So.
Yeah, no, that's busy. Hey,
I would, what, 8x10 maybe? Like a bed, like a small bedroom?
That's a lot of bodies around in there.
I know. But you know what? Like I said, that was only like the first time. Like I said, there's been so many others like that have been even bull as well. Like, I could go on and on. But
what's the biggest you were in?
We had, my friend has a pretty big 10,000 square foot house out, you know, in the country in Montgomery County. And we had there that we actually pre-screened people on Craigslist. She had to send pictures and then we gave you the address and you could come to the party. And we had about 50 people there.
I'm sorry, you said
50.
And everybody's naked and just having sex.
Yeah, at that point, that was for my 29th birthday that we did that, and that ended up, we had like this South America show up, and unbelievable, no, that got wild. We had gawkers, we had like,
sorry.
So.
Hey, how old are you?
I'll be 36.
Are you still going at it?
You know, I slowed down, so I'm just, but I wouldn't, believe me, I wouldn't hesitate to do it again, but.
My girl. Are you married?
No.
One last thing. When you had those 50 people at a house, how many different guys did you have sex with?
I had sex with.
That's it.
Yeah, just because like I was more of the hostess of the party.
Oh, okay. Oh, but
does anybody need any more dip?
But you dip.
That's what I said.
Dip, or did you say something?
Hey,
else?
Hey. What is the? Can you? I have to see what you look like. Can you send a picture to Diane?
Yeah, let me, if you give me your, jot your email down real quick. And
God, part of me wants to give her my Gmail.
Hold on, what is it?
It's Diane, D-I-A-N-I-N-E, DC101.com.
Okay, Diane at DC101.com.
Yeah, in the subject line, just put orgy.
I mean, you're not going to, like, plaster my picture everywhere, are you?
Do you know who you're talking to?
Of course not. Just his
birthday. I'll send it to you, but like I said,
yeah, no. I want to keep you private,
Nelly, because like people know from the story who I am.
Do the people at work? I know you got to get in the office.
I mean, the girl at work, she won, and she was asking like a ton of questions. But I told her like, if you're not secure in your relationship or with your, you know, sexuality, it's not a good idea because it tests the limits in your relationship. If you see your guy, you know, engaging in other acts with other women, you know, I mean, you like a certain type of person to deal with.
Person,
you know,
I'm not that person.
Well, yeah, you can't be jealous, and
I wish
you
I was
can't
that
like
right.
But yeah,
When you drive home from that orgy, are you like, man, I just had enough?
Yeah, I was like, man, this is great. I'm protected and safe, you know, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you still got to be careful, but.
Wait, was everybody wearing condoms at the orgy?
Yes, you have to. I mean, you don't know these people, so people be, you know, do that in this day and age.
Yeah, no.
If you knew them, that would be weird.
No, but can I ask one other question?
Yeah.
So I have a condom, right?
Yep.
You, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to switch.
You have to change it.
Exactly. Okay, so that goes on.
Dude, yeah, you have
on.
To.
Even if you're just one on.
Right.
You have to change.
But now I'm back in the. Now I got to. But now I'm that guy who's got to go in and clean room 8.
All right,
gotcha. I got to go too. Go too. Yes, please.
All right,
please. I love you. I love you.
No dumplings.
Love you too.
Anyway.
I love you.
Embarrassing.
How is that embarrassing? Educational.
No, but you, the way you.
I like learning. I like learning. Imagining. History.
A little overeager.
All right.
Do you think Twitter also loves her? You guys are going to have to fight.
No, we'll have to share. By the way, do you think Ted, by any chance, is listening and heard that was like your Verizon Center?
I'm sorry, Leon says?
Maybe he's in.
Think.
In denial 50, that he knows you?
50 people showed up to some house for a orgy.
It's the largest county in Maryland.
I could sell tickets to Verizon Center and get this.
It's all about that paper.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? I'm calling. You know who else? You know who pushed this through? Raul will get this done.
Okay.
I'll call Raul. Where am I going, Kaylee? Line 7? Man, I'm sweating.
No kidding.
Hey, I wanted to let you know that there is a party every week, and it's in the D.C. area, and I've been to it.
But now that's... So let me ask you this. Listen, just yes or no. Have you had sex with more people at one time than that last woman had? You haven't?
Yeah. 4.
At a time?
Yeah, they were all guys.
Oh, man. It's 101.com. Orgy Girl 2.
Hey, but number 2.
That's okay.
Orgy Girl.
That's okay. Hey, but look, why is this thing in Toronto being made such a big deal over if this goes on everywhere?
I want to say that, like...
Is it just because it's mainstream now?
No, it's the disabled part.
It's not exactly mainstream, but I mean... Because it's accessed outside of the websites and the places that I...
Okay. Where'd you find yours?
It's a website called... It's called Fat Life.
Fetish. I thought you were saying fat. I was like, yeah, okay.
No, okay. And you just check out the current events, and, you know, you find one that's it.
Right.
It's like the...
Well, breastfeeding, all that good stuff.
The, poo.
Yay!
So I guess, is it the disabled thing that makes the Toronto ones stand out like that?
Yeah, and they're also being a little more public, but
it's change and mores. I don't even know if that's
what Doreen Gensler do. That's what they're doing.
Doreen Gensler's been to one of these?
No, she changes mine.
I'd take good money to see that.
That's two of us. All right, very good. Hey, subject line, okay?
I've gotten my first fake orgy girl, but I'll wait for the real one.
That would be disgusting.
Not cool.
Save that.
Hey, did I lose our person that wants to send Zach back? I think Zach would go through with it.
No. Just because Zach
participates.
Oh, everybody's gawking. Except for apparently you and Kaylee are like, no, Oh, nor would you.
I'm looking.
Why? Part of it is an exhibition, though.
But I don't even like seeing or watching.
How many times have we had the conversation?
Do PDA.
But we would watch this office watch their sex tape.
Yes, the tape. We never sit live.
Oh, I'd watch anybody in this office have sex live.
And they know you're watching?
I don't care. Well, yeah, no, I'm behind a window.
Well, in this case, you're not.
So that's the difference. You would watch a tape, but you wouldn't watch them.
Yeah, that sounds like a good one.
Oh, I feel like I would.
Person.
I'd be so immature. I know that about myself.
You'd be kicked out.
No, not at all. I'd control myself. I'd probably be so speechless.
I doubt that.
I'd be so nervous.
That's hot.
I'd be... Hold on, I gotta put on another condom.
Can we get back to kidney stones? I never thought I'd think that.
And there's the shower.
All right, let me do this. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back. Diane's got your tickets to go see Chris Cornell
in the morning.
XL 102. 295 at 10 near Chamberlain. One on the shoulder. Stalled vehicle on the right shoulder. It looks like southbound 295 near Airport Drive. 95 northbound at Atlee Elmont. Stalled vehicle on 64 eastbound at Post. Vehicle on the right shoulder.
Strong can set the soundtrack for a road trip by streaming music right from your phone.
Go! Turn it up!
Strong can introduce you to roadside fare, like pickled pig's feet, thanks to Helpful Yelp.
Believe you ate that.
And Strong can make everyone back home wish they jumped in the back when they see all the photos.
140 likes.
Think with Strong.
All right. Are we going?
AT&T's network has the nation's strongest 4G LTE signal.
AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Now and get a free Samsung 8.0 when you buy a Samsung Galaxy S. Go down.
Limited time offer required by smartphone via AT&T Next tablet with 2-year agreement and activate wireless service on both. Zero down requires request all agreement of wireless service and restrictions apply. Visit a store for bundle requirements. Signal strength claim based only on average 4G LTE. Six text due at sale.
Years after your accident, will you still be in pain?
Will you be facing even more surgery?
Pick up your grandchild.
Or complete simple household chores.
Able to survive financially?
At Allen & Allen, we know that a personal injury can have life. And we've dedicated our life.
We're Allen & Allen. Call
866-388-7150 today for a free consultation.
Rockin' Festival, September 10th through the 13th at the Oak Ridge Farm in 4 days of music with artists from before. Featuring Rob Snow Space Shifters, Bill's special guest Carlos Santana, Mad Dog and the Englishman, a tribute to Joe Cocker, Tedeschi Trucks Band, Doobie Brothers with Strings of 50 in celebration of Lane, Widespread Panic, and so much more in the full lineup. Go to lockinfestival.com, LOCKN.
We're Club with all club sandwiches just for limited time. Pump up your lunch with the Spicy Turkey Club. Take a major dinner steak club. Or go all out the Veggie Ranch Club. With 9 hearty varieties all stacked high with the freshest ingredients to make your move. Club sandwich, now just $4.49. Gotta have a Wawa. See store.
This summer will be filled with sunshine days, rainy days, travel days, all this and more. But we're ready for any kind of day. Because only Xfinity offers the cloud-based X1 DVR. So you can watch anything you've recorded everywhere you go. Stream your recordings on your phone. Or even download them to watch while you're offline. Plus, Xfinity On Demand has the movie shows available on all your devices. So this summer, your favorite entertainment. And that can make any day a little bit. Seize the summer. Only with Xfinity. Get started with the X1 Triple Play for only $89.99 a month. 2 years with X1 DVR server ask that you can upgrade to get $500 back. But hurry, this offer ends June 21st. So call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.
Restrictions apply. Limited customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees including broadcast TV and RSN Extra. Subject to rates apply. 2-year agreement required.
Gear up for summer driving season Thursday through Sun Complete Auto Care and save $100, $500 or more. Visit FirestoneCompleteAutoCare.com or see store for full details. Offer valid June 11th through June 14th. Minimum.
With our mango smothered burrito, we at Qdoba choose to toss out the rule book. We choose both sweet and spicy. A tropical storm of flavor raging across a tangy tequila sea. A burst bark of tequila. A witch's smother that knocks you to your seat and makes you say, wow. We unleash because we're Qdoba, and we're. So grab your spicy tequila mango smothered burrito today.
That has done everything for you today. Give them the Samsung Galaxy S6 Edge, the phone that will do everything. Feature can restore up to 4 hours of power minutes, so he can plug in and get going again soon. Plus, he'll be able to launch its camera in less than a second, so he can take crystal clear pictures of his favorite kid, which is you. Visit Samsung.com/GS6 and get dad everything he wants for $5 on estimated usage.
Back to Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
Big storm breaking out, it goes. Shitty wind coming up in the area. Tail lights disappearing about a mile or so.
We got to get into some news. After that, I will give you tickets to go see Chris Cornell. We're giving you those tickets all this week. Don't forget the other big thing that is we're giving away a trip to Austin, Texas. Austin City Limits Music Festival. Every day we get a qualifier. Friday we give away the grand prize. Already got to just running all week. So let's get into some news after that. Your tickets to go see Chris Cornell. So Diane, let's get into some news.
Dennis Hastert will appear in federal Chicago to break silence since the charges against him. where he is accused of lying to the several bank withdrawals. Someone from his past, this person from his past, reportedly a person who was since passed. This goes back to when he was a teacher and a coach. So he will then be processed by the marshals, most likely released on his...
The other thing that they're keeping an eye on is the judge who is overseeing the case recuse himself or not. Back in the day, he was a big donor to Hastert. When Hastert was, what was he, like Speaker of the House or something like that? That guy who's the judge was a big, big donor to him.
Rumors that have been flying around on the quote-unquote end of days coming in September have now prompted NASA to actually... But according to these rumors, an asteroid is set to strike somewhere near Puerto Rico, which would obviously trigger earthquakes and tsunamis, sometime between the 28th of September. According to a NASA spokesperson, NASA knows of no asteroid or comet close with Earth, so the probable collision is quite... In fact, they say...
That's what they have to say.
No large object likely to strike the Earth anytime in the next several hundred years, person.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, NASA can't come out and go, you know what is right, because then it would start mayhem. NASA didn't even need to say anything.
Well, I guess it just...
Them coming out and saying no,
getting answers,
almost lends a little credibility to it.
A grand jury has formally indicted the South Carolina police officer charged after the video emerged Walter Scott as he was trying to run away in that park. That's 30 Michael Slager gaining international attention. Looker captured footage on his cell phone.
Scott, it was the guy. Was it on child support payments?
They pulled him over for like a traffic stop
into a parking lot, and you see him get back in, and then he gets out and runs. Later, a different, because that you see through the dash cam.
Yeah,
but somebody else was kind of walking, and you see him get shot.
Yes, and then initially was the police officer had said that Walter Scott had grabbed his video. You can see him drop the taser. Next. It's in Indiana, investigating after video of a Walmart fight has turned up. The fight happened at the Beech Grove, Indiana Walmart late last week. Two women exchanging words, and then quickly gun control. There's even video of the six-year-old boy who's shown. Apparently one of the women, not sure if it's the woman in the YOLO shirt or the other woman, but either way, both of them on the ground in one of the aisles at the Walmart, and he's like, you know, spraying shampoo on them, and at one point you can hear the mom saying, "Johnny, punch her in the effing face."
Oh my God.
The kid kicks the other woman in the head, exclaiming, obviously continuing with... there was a major death that was reported yesterday. Vincent Bugliosi, who successfully prosecuted Charlie of his family for the Tate LaBianca murders back in late 1969, after battling cancer for several years at the age of 80. They said after the trial, he had written about the family of Philly,
Helter Skelter,
which became one of the best-selling crime books in history. And then he later wrote a dozen more books, including a two-book book about the Kennedy assassination. History.
Wow, so he's dead. That's sad.
Also passed the world's oldest cat. She was...
Thank you, Diane. Mm-hmm.
Thousands of baby pigs were roaming Greene County, Ohio last night after a tractor trailer tipped up evening. Several fire and police agencies from around the area were working to and place them in trailers.
Let's back that down.
Attention hippies, mothers who eat their own placenta get no health benefits. Western University research found no evidence that eating the placenta offers protection against things like... or reducing your post-delivery pain, helping with lactation.
Gives you bad breath.
The study leaders that women choosing placentophagy really don't know what they're ingesting.
Fathers.
Good news for coming in as part of the Capital One.
I know. How about that?
It's going to be a store than what most Wegmans shoppers are used to.
What are they getting rid of?
They call it a store. So it's probably going to be, it's one of those, you know, the big headquarters for Capital One is out of gigantic Wegmans like they normally do.
Yeah, but
you're still going to get everything.
Wegmans. Love Wegmans.
Not as a norm. Maybe you won't be able to go buy China there or something like that.
I don't care about that.
Exactly.
They can get rid of that whole section and the whole... And then just give me like the regular bar. That's how I make my way through there.
No, but they said the store should be open by 2019 if plans.
2019?
Stuff to do, man.
It's 4 years from now.
People keep sending me. There is a Florida man.
Is this the woman who caught the massive tuna?
There's her, but there was also a Florida man who caught a 124-pound and change black, and now they're measuring to see if that may possibly be.
And by the way, Dan is trying to sound a home and show Scott, so everything is fine.
The woman that you're referring to 56-year-old Donna Pasco caught 6-pound bluefin off the coast of New Zealand. It's amazing. It doesn't look real.
There's no, like, I see those.
That looks like a dinosaur fish.
No, I says they're, I don't understand. Really, is that just women in the water?
It took her 4 hours to bring it in.
Get it, Donna.
Mm-hmm. The Tampa Bay Lightning beating the Blackhawks 3-2 last night to take Cup Finals. So game four is coming up tomorrow night. NBA Finals shifting to Cleveland tonight, where the Cavaliers will play Golden State for game three right now at 1-1-1. Megan Rapinoe as the women's national team beat Australia. Right. Open World Cup play. Next up, they'll play on Friday. Some results from the College Baseball Super Regionals. So it was Virginia.
I didn't check.
Virginia.
We knew that.
Missouri State beating Arkansas.
Knew that.
Miami swept VCU, Florida State,
yes.
And LSU beating Louisiana Lafayette.
Very good. Very, very good.
International Olympic Committee improving some new events in snowboarding, alpine skiing, speed curling for the 2018 Games in South Korea.
Oh, I thought curling was in for some reason.
Well, the new events, that's mixed doubles.
Oh, I see. In the curling category, there's going to be mixed doubles.
Right.
I gotcha.
Yeah, team skiing events, math skating, things of...
Quick two things sports related. Keeping up with the, and Diane, I know you're not, I just don't know if Scott is. Is it the Baja 5?
What is that?
It's like one of those off-road rallies that they do every year.
That's not the guy that peed on Dolph Lundgren.
No, that's the man. That's the motorcycle.
That's the gumball.
The gumball, that's right. Robbie Gordon is racing in this Baja thing. Did you see the footage yesterday?
No.
He hit a dude.
Okay.
This is one of the, like, they go running through the desert, and there's people that are just kind of like, out a track.
Yeah, they've got, like, their tents up, and...
Yeah, so it's like, they go right by him. It's not on a track. Like, the desert is the track. People kind of just line the road, what would be the roadway. Robbie Gordon comes driving through.
It's video. Disturbing.
It's disturbing.
So they said unofficial reports was that the guy who was hit had a broken leg.
And that's it?
That's dead.
No.
I think it's broken too.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. But I would believe he. I want to say towards the end of the video, you do see the guy. You do the guy like move to get up. I saw that, and then the other thing. So you know what? If that's a little bit, the New York Mets, who's one of the worst organizations in baseball. There's others that I throw in with them, but. Do you know who David Wright is?
I know the name.
Longtime player for the Mets.
Yeah.
Not able to play because they're considering having him go through surgery on his spine. And if he has that surgery, they know he'll never play again. So he either has to try to rest and get healthy or take care of his health. And and that will end his career, the type of surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So... Their promotion night is coming up, and this is all set before the beginning of the year. Doing a David Wright replica brought to you by the Special Surgeons Group.
Check cleared. Who cares?
I love it. F-U-O-R.
That's a look at news and sports.
XL 102.
Today I'm waking you with calming tunes and sport. You'd love this kind of help in the morning. I also made you fresh coffee with sugar and cream. Oh, I picked out a fresh to death out is your breakfast with hash brown sauce.
But at least McDonald's can serve you breakfast. Right now, get an Egg McMuffin, the medium freshly brewed McCafe coffee for only $3. Most locations open at 5 a.m. For limitation may vary.
Listen to your taste buds. They got your back. Like when they tell you to get a Coke from McDonald's. And then you realize it's telling you to get one more Coke for the lady in line behind you. And then you cop the number. Your taste buds deserve a bro hug right now. But since they don't have hands, a sip of Coke from McDonald's is the next.
Isn't it time you showed your taste buds? Enjoy any size Coca-Cola from McDonald's for just one. Prices and participation may vary.
Ellie XL 102.
right now, please? I will give you a pair of tickets. Tickets you will go see Chris. 866-235-5468.
Late. What show is it? It's show. My name's Stephen Colbert. From my head down to my feet.
Elliot in the morning. She's little, and she's about to blow your shit up.
It's not your fault. Yeah. You think Aaron Bruno is going to let me get on stage and perform? Timo, and you are going to take over the National on the 16th. All that's Timo's ticket bomb. Plus, I'll get you backstage to meet the band, see the sound check, and one lucky winner's getting hooked up with an autographed tour poster early and raid the merch table. Timo's ticket bomb, or you can drop your name off at XL102Richmond.com.
295 a 10 slow northbound near Chamberlain. Watch for a collision. Stalled vehicle on the right shoulder. 95 near Airport Drive. 95 northbound at Atlee Elmont. Stalled vehicle on the left. 4 eastbound at Bottoms Bridge. Stalled vehicle on the right shoulder.
Guys go Diamonds Direct for the bees, right? Because everyone knows you can get her a bigger, better diamond for the best price. But girls go to Diamonds Direct for the ring. Rings. These days, the ring is as important as the diamond. They like to show it off, pin it, post it, tweet it, and get 1,000 likes. So they want a ring that doesn't look like the one everyone else has. That's why Diamonds Direct has the designer rings on handcrafted, one-of-a-kind gold, yellow, gold, and platinum. No matter what classic, vintage, heirloom, or contemporary, we have it at Diamonds Direct. All of them have chosen Diamonds Direct to be dealer, including Tacori, Viragia, Henry Dossi, Christopher Designs, Sylvie, Jeff Cooper, Simon G, Kirk Cara, and many more. 4,000 rings to choose from. And the best part? Because of our unbeatable no-middleman prices on diamonds, you can get her a world-class and still stay in budget. Diamonds Direct Diamond Importer. Short Pump, West Broad Village, across from Whole Foods.
Mazda, you know that certified pre-owned Mazdas have longer warranty than most new cars. And Pearson Mazda has more certified than the other dealer. Pearson Mazda hand selects every pre-owned Mazda they buy. And they're not just taking in trade-ins from their buyers that search the Mid-Atlantic for low-mileage, lightly used Mazdas. Test drive a certified pre-owned Mazda today at Pearson Mazda. In the West End at 9520 West or online at Pearson Mazda.
A real Cap Center home loan customer.
You like to contact Cap Center and Cap Center ended up saving me a lot of money, not only because of the zero closing cost, but they were able to get me a very good ball, and I'm a very satisfied Cap Center customer.
Call 1-800-496-CAPCENTER.com. Important limitation, basic score, loan to value, and other factors. NMLS number 67717. Get information at access.org. Equal housing.
I'm Tommy Siegel from right here in Virginia, and we are Jukebox the Ghost.
Brought to you by CBS Virginia Lottery. Go to VASummerJam.com for the complete music video, free music downloads, ways to win other great prizes, and more. The hottest games. Summer Jam. Tune in. Game on.
Get dad a set of tools as tough as the job. Duralast hand tools. They're guaranteed for life. So no matter what dad's working on, his tools will be up for the task. Autos, get in the zone.
Super Dad tools on Father's Day. The exclusive Husky 185-piece mechanics tool set at a new low price of just 9 buckets. Wrenches, guaranteed forever and under $100. Let's see if your kids inherit it from you, as well as your good. Do this. Super tools for super dads this Father's Day at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through June 21st, U.S. only. C store.
From the top building of WWDC RXL, Richmond, Elliott Morning.
Elliot 235-5468. Hi, who's this?
Hello.
Name, sir.
Hey, this is
Chris from Manassas. By the way, how is America's most livable community today?
Oh, great, man. I've never won anything before.
Oh, perfect. Well, listen, I'm going to send you to go see Chris 14.
Hell yeah.
Yes, sir. So listen, I'm going to put you on. Hey, how old are you, if you don't mind my asking?
I am 30.
Okay. Stay. Can you a second? You don't have anything to do.
Absolutely.
Tell me yes or no, Diane and Tyler, you will do the same. Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm going to give you a statement. You will tell me whether you cannot do that or you had, okay?
You got it.
Number one, change a flat tire.
And no. Yes.
No.
Okay.
Diane, you cannot. Okay. Chris?
I can.
I have, yep.
And Elliot, yes, thank you. So that's not done. Number two, the ability to repair your own pipes. Diane.
No.
Oh, boy. No. Chris? Tyler?
Like my tailpipe?
No. But, like, if you had a leaky pipe at the house that was all messed up, you could repair it.
Out of both.
Wait, you can't do a pipe? You couldn't snake a pipe, seal a pipe?
No.
You could do that?
I've never had to, so at this point in my life...
You're going
to
say no. Okay. I'm a yes.
What?
I know how to fix a pipe. It's still on a pipe. I know how to unclog a pipe. I know how to...
Drano.
I've
unclogged pipes.
Never had snake a pipe?
Like, I've had pipes leak in my house, and you've had to cut out drywall and then hang the drywall to replace it.
I am
not able to do that.
Okay, then you know what? I'll change over. I can't do any of that. I can't do drywall. A kit. Everybody should be able to say, Tyler...
I'm with the
sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. I mean,
is that like for the winter, to get the winter my water time? Bottle. Winter, kitty litter, power bar.
That's fine. Chris, you're on that, right?
Yes.
Yes. Four. You have the at least one signature cocktail. Well, that if you had people over, you would be able. I'm going to go make something, and then that would come out right. That's for Diane. Chris.
Yes. Sangria.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I've never made sangria. I don't have to, though. That's not my signature drink. Jack and
What's
Coke.
What's your signature?
Jack's signature drink. You're fine.
Yeah.
Mastering the ability to cook at least one real dish.
I can do that. What? It's like an Italian chicken.
So what do you like?
She has no idea what the dish is. That's how good she is at it.
So you bought rotisserie chicken and threw some marinara on it.
No, it's chicken breasts with a bunch of like chopped up vegetables in it, some seasonings. I've made it. It's been a long time. I don't cook.
I don't know.
Okay. No, I had a gun to my head. I can cook.
Oh, you're looking at us. Look at that face.
I could cook if I had to.
Good. I'm not talking noodle.
No.
A cup of noodle.
I could have to.
Tomorrow.
Oh, you want to cook it for us tomorrow?
Tonight.
No.
You
do it.
You're
going to
do it here.
With what? With what?
We're going to bring in.
I'll have Benito come in. That'll be worth it.
I'm family.
But you can cook this tomorrow. Mark it down with this tomorrow.
The Italian
Jeff Ross
chicken.
And Diane makes that the name of which she can't remember.
For like an hour.
Long and a half. Yeah, I was just saying, I'm in the building for five.
Okay, where's the...
You need an oven. Cook it on a burner.
Because the recipe I have says cooking in an oven.
Yes or no?
Yeah, I definitely can.
Chris, yes or no?
I'm with Diane.
Really?
No.
You don't have...
Ramen noodles?
You don't even have an Italian chicken dish that you claim that you can make?
No.
Okay, no problem.
Nope.
No problem. Figuring out how to leave...
Yes.
Okay. It's on my list. Chris?
Yes.
Well, I was going to say, if you don't have a tip. Tyler?
Exactly.
Yeah, very good. Almost done. Number eight, creating a monthly budget.
What?
No, I'm asking.
Well, no, you cocked your head to one side like, come on now, shopper. No, I can create a budget. I can stick to a budget if I need one.
I feel like...
No.
Yes.
Other way around. Who balances their checkbook?
Oh, that's
the
that's
only
true.
One.
That's true.
He doesn't even just checks in order. It drives me a wall.
Chris?
He just rips from wherever.
He has several books, and he's like, what? I just go online. I go in
you nailed
order.
It.
What?
If called upon,
yeah.
Is there like a specific style they're looking for?
No, but just to set up a like
you execute it.
Yes, set up a reasonable budget and follow it.
Yeah,
of course. Of course, yes. That's called every month. Number nine, effective. I don't even know why that's on there.
So, like, rolling clothes, shoving things in spots, like putting underwear in shoes to conserve space, I'm good at that.
I just take everything and put it in... Yeah, no, it's
effectively meaning conserving space.
No, whether you...
A pair of underwear does not count.
I have plenty of space. I have space
right,
for knickknacks.
You also got a dirty ass.
If I'm traveling by myself... I'm with family, yes.
But even traveling by yourself and just throwing stuff in a bag is effective. It's effective for me.
I think maybe they affecting as far as...
It says effective. Number 10, mending clothing.
Yes.
Can you?
Certain things. Yeah, well, I've never done a hem.
You can sew a button?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a...
Yep.
That's easy. Like, you can figure that out on the fly.
Honestly, how to even start.
You hold the button, you come up from the bottom.
Don't you have to make a...
You can't make a knot.
I don't know how to do it with a needle. I know how to make a knot to tie it onto a needle.
You thread the needle and then you...
I guess I don't have thread and needle.
You don't?
I have no...
You don't even leave a needle from a hotel?
Why would I steal it? I don't use it.
Mending kit.
Don't know how to mend. I wish I... Because...
Tiny little...
I would never throw out socks and I would never throw out underwear.
As opposed... Like...
I ripped the pair.
It took me 5 hours. Let me put these on.
Yeah. Oh, right
through the hole. That would be a waste of time.
I tore a pair of underwear yesterday. It pissed me off.
Did you throw them away?
No, I'll still wear them. It's just a waistband. Yeah. And it wasn't from expanding. No, I tore. They're old. So I was like, F. And then I pulled and they
away.
Got further.
Went through it. Dude, like, how worn were they?
Yeah. Oh, they're very old. They're very old. I love them, though. They're very comfortable. Feel good
buy
against my
pair.
Body. Well, I'll tell you why. I just bought new underwear, not an eagle, but they have like that big tag on the back, and I do. I cut the tags off of all my clothing, but because it's got like a big ridge, that so now my pencil holder just itches all the time. So I don't like to throw out comfortable underwear. The underwear I have on right now, if it's the ones that I think it is, I've had years. Yep. Here they are. These are my all-you-can-eat breakfast. No, it's not. My life is good. I like those too. And then the last one.
Well, you ruined your life is good one.
I'll wash those out. Those out.
I thought it was blood.
It is. Wash
how
it.
You toss them?
No.
The amount of blood that you did, especially days later.
The penis bleeds.
They haven't
heavily.
Been washed yet. You didn't soak them.
I didn't soak them.
Okay, Aiden's, by the way. That's not going to come out if you've waited this way this long.
I'm not expecting to wear it. It's clean. So what? It's a stain. I wear shirts with shirt stains on them all the
Some
time.
Crotch stain. Throw them. You do
Who
okay.
Am I showing it
Throw
to?
Them away.
Who am I showing it? Showing it. You know what? I'll wear them
is,
once a
is
month.
Is there an area in which I can bleed and you're going to let me keep the clothing? As you specifically said, bloody crotch. I've got a few shirts.
So the last one on here, and this is the part I can't do.
I'm good at that.
I can't do it.
You can't do like the triangles at the end and make it all.
I didn't tape it. Do you know how to wrap a present?
Gift? Yes. If it's for my children, no.
Get no, back. If you should throw some newspaper.
I'll actually use wrapping paper, but I make no effort. But if I need it to look nice,
it's my wedding.
Well, at that point, if it's a wedding, let's wrap it.
Why you couldn't wrap a gift?
That's really nice. That should be like I'm talking an anniversary present.
Okay,
I'm not getting you a gift for your anniversary.
Your anniversary.
remember it's wood this year.
Done.
But honestly, do you know how to wrap like a nice present? Do you do it to save my
I'm
life?
I'm not by any stretch of the imagination very good intuitively, like to do at whatever, but. I can take the time to do it if need be.
Chris, can you wrap a gift?
Absolutely. Whole roll of duct tape.
Dude, you were pretty good. You were pretty bliss that I feel like I'm not feel like I'm good at. Well, present. What was the other? Oh, and I guess I'm going to have to take a half on a but they were saying these they should be able to do by the time they're an adult.
Yeah.
By the way, who worst one on the list?
But, yeah. Problem.
For all men things.
What men things?
Fixing pipes.
Okay, you should be able to
change
a tire. You should be able to change a tire.
I meant to learn, and then it's resident assistance is so much easier.
Kaylee, can you change a tire? Can you? Yeah, you can. You're all like, can you fix a pipe? Yeah, she fixed
Mac. How do you know how to fix a pipe?
Thank you.
That was good. All right, Chris, hold tight 1 second, okay? Hey, can you wrap a gift? I feel like that's the lamest one on the list, and it's the one that I can't do.
As important as the other ones.
No, it seems horribly unimportant. But you got to imagine as an adult, there's like a couple of like give a gift.
Yeah, but still.
I can't do it.
If your house is flooding, be a touch.
Yes, more important.
More crucial than wrapping a gift once or twice a year.
If my house is flooding, though, the most important one is I want to go out happy. I hope Diane's making that Italian chicken.
And I've got the signature cocktail. Maybe dumber than the gift wrap one.
Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hey,
what's going on, dude?
Hey, I want to say you got everything on that list.
Everything.
And I feel real good about myself today. So I'm starting off the day real good, real happy.
Oh, you know what? That's very cool. You know how to sew.
My mom taught me, actually the kids' buttons back on, I sewed the seams back on if they ripped.
You could sew a seam?
Yeah, I could.
Dude, that's impressive.
It's a good skill to have, you know?
No, it is.
Actually, when I was 14, I sold a pocket, so I'd walk into a store, and I grabbed something off the shelf and just drop
there
it inside
you go.
The pocket. one more quick story.
Yeah.
I'm usually the one who does all the in the house. I'm just better at it than my wife. Or maybe she's tricking me into thinking I'm good. So my wife goes down in the basement, does laundry, and my daughter comes downstairs and says, "Mommy, what are you doing down here?"
Exactly. Yeah. All right, dude. We'll talk to you later. Thank you, but don't do it right.
Because you fold.
I do it with folding. I don't separate.
You don't separate. The
I just throw everything. I just throw it on. Away we go.
No.
Bloody underwear, bras, doesn't matter to me. It's all going in together. Yeah, so I'm laundry, which is fine. I told her, I'll take mine to the fluff and fold. Totally good with that.
Just have to fold.
Exactly, because you don't wear shirts. All right, let me take a quick break. It's Elliot in the morning.
Elliot in the morning. First, the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts.
Oh, better.
And photos now at XL 102 Richmond. Next, Glass Animal stripped down for an intimate session at the Capitol Ale House Downtown Music Hall. Keep listening to win your way in. Powered by guitar priest by XL 102.
Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center.
295, a tad slow northbound near Chamberlain on the shoulder. Stalled vehicle on the right shoulder. It looks like southbound 295 near Airport Drive. 95 northbound at Atlee Elmont, stalled vehicle. 64 eastbound at Bottoms Bridge, stalled vehicle on the right shoulder.
This report is brought to you by Kroger. The Kroger Red, White, and Bar. Visit BBQTime.com and stop by Kroger now through June 9th for great ideas for summer get-togethers. Let's get grilling. Great food. Kroger.
Zeroing costs and low interest rates are making quite an impression on our customers.
The very best thing about getting a mortgage with Cap Center was the financing. I literally saved thousands that I would not have been able to save had I used another lender. Cap Center was the only lender that I could find that was below the upfront closing costs. The savings were substantial. But I also know how upfront Cap Center I am. Cap Center lists all of its homepage, and I found that wonderful. I think Cap Center would have improved the experience maybe if they served me coffee and Danish. I'm Stefan Stark, and I'd use Cap Center every time I need a mortgage.
Stefan will be right here. Call 1-804-95. Visit capcenter.com for a free quote. Important limitations apply based on credit score, loan to value, and other factors. NMLS number, ML number 6771, consumeraccess.org. Equal housing lender.
Weeks after, still be missing time from work?
Will you still feel pain from your injuries?
Right, missing paychecks.
Will you ask for someone else's bad decision?
And we know that a personal injury can affect the rest of your life, and we've dedicated it for you.
We're Allen and us.
Call 866-388-7150 today for a free consultation.
If you don't know where you left your oil drain fan is your workbench left-hand side by the fill, CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for those who really know and care about their car. Right now at CarQuest, get 5 quarts of Vantage Motor Oil and a CarQuest X for only $23.99. Serious Auto Parts.
See participating stores for details.
Yes, switching banks can be a hassle. Bank makes it extremely easy with our Switch Kit.
And here's the biggie. The Pepper Bank Rewards debit card. It's the debit card that gives you 5 or 10 cents back for a dollar. Yeah, swipe. Visit onecapitalbank.com today to earn more. First, pure money. Let's member FDIC.
Gear up for summer driving Sunday at Firestone Complete Auto Care. And purchases of $500 or more. Visit autocare.com or see store fill. Offer valid June 11th through June 14th. Minimum purchase required.
The new Wyndham Rewards is simple. 15,000 points earn 7,500 Wyndham Rewards. Wyndham Rewards magic. Same rewards.com.
Your feet put in a hard day, and that's how they feel. And Odor Eaters control sweat and odor immediately and all day. Super activated formulas destroy odor, absorb sweat, and leave feet dry and comfortable. Kick off Odor Eaters.
Wireless carriers, Metro PCS would like to say, think fast. Right now, get a smartphone just for switching sales like the LG Leon LTE. You also get unlimited data, talk, and text on the nationwide 4G LTE T-Mobile network. That's not just think is fast. Now at Metro PCS offer, price after instant rebate. Excludes numbers currently on the T-Mobile network. Coverage and service door at MetroPCS.com for details.
Right now, the Consumer Opinion Center smokers between the ages of 21 to 54 that smoke wine and other flavor varieties to participate in studies in June. You could earn up to $150. And now, Red Site, Consumer Opinion Center.
Companies grow when people know. Start growing with iHeartRichmondAdvertising.com.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
Can't help themselves now. Now they got another. Let's take. And on the surface, it seems like nothing. So I may need somebody from it. The Annapolis people were very good when it came to the snake house. May need them for something else. There is a purse theft story out of Annapolis that makes no sense to me. That's true. Part of it makes sense to me, but part of it seems very weird to me. Like, there's... I feel like there's... Because on the surface, it seems very easy. And I don't know where in Annapolis it took place.
She was the 100 block of on the waterfront.
Okay. So she's on the waterfront in Annapolis. By the way, what was the steak place that I wanted? Is it like Lou Dickstad's? No, not Lewin's. Whatever. It doesn't matter. No. So the story ended up on top of a car, out of the car, because the sunroof.
Possible.
What if I told you it happened sometime between 6 a.m.?
So did she take a nap? And
see, that's the part that I don't understand. She was sleeping in the car. That's the part that seems odd.
Didn't feel like driving or wasn't able to drive?
I've slept in my car before.
Yeah.
Not like the people who work in this building who lived in who slept. Have you slept in your car?
Yeah.
It's the first thing you do.
Lock the doors.
Your thing is locked up. 100%. Open the window that big.
Right. She said, but left the sunroof open. I'm assuming
some guy, by the way. You have to get in that car to get to a purse. Reach down in there.
No, you would have to think like they would have to climb up on the roof and get it.
I don't even know that your arms would reach to the seat. If you were laying on top of the car, like you have to climb up on top of the car, right?
Yeah. Well, no, you could. I guess you could lean over.
No.
Some of those sunroofs, moonroofs are huge.
Maybe I just, in my head, you couldn't do that because I'm enough to reach me, right? I wouldn't be tall enough to stand on the ground and reach over a car and then seat.
No. Well, no. It's like a stick or something.
Nick, you're not using a stick. What the hell are you using?
That's what I pictured. If they could.
Oh, see,
hitting underneath the bag.
Oh, I pictured that this guy, did he have to get all the way in the car? Like, maybe you climbed up on top of and, like, laid down and stuck your hand in through the sunroof.
Yeah, you could almost, like, your body in there, reach down in and just go. If she's asleep, if it's between
two. How do you not feel that?
I don't know. There's a man in your car. They said it was in her console or maybe, like, resting up against the console or something.
So it's a seat.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
So, I think that's plausible.
No, it's not. And it starts with you don't fall asleep in your car and leave your sunroof open.
Like that, where somebody could get in.
Because you're terrified. People don't. You don't sleep in your car normally. Normally, unless employees that have worked here. We've had two people live in their cars here.
Yeah.
There was speculation on a third. The third guy was just living in the office, not just his car. But doesn't that seem like something's off on this story?
It does seem like the person may have misrepresented what happened to the police.
Yes.
In order to make some sort of, herself.
Was she drunk?
I mean, this story says...
Because the story...
Sleeping in her, it doesn't say.
Right.
She was sleeping in her car.
But
she locked the doors sometime between 2 and 6 in the morning.
But don't you agree if she... It would have said not drive. Like, they would have given you some kind of wink to let you know that... Why she was sleeping in her car.
Car.
By the way, car all you want. I don't care. Or is when you're sleeping in your car. Car. You lock your sunroof when you're sleeping in your car.
Yeah.
You're not just going to sleep. With your windows open.
I mean, is that her covering it up that she lost?
No. Some man climbs on top of your car. Inside your car through your sunroof and you have no idea?
She's drunk.
Right? She was.
That's the only way. They would have made known she was drunk.
How would they have known that, though, if she reported it so many hours later?
She would tell them. My first question would be...
I would never say that.
I'd be like, no, this is actually 100% sober. I'd tell them the exact opposite. Why would you say that you were drunk?
Because how are you? Were you sleeping? Are you sleeping in your car?
And hot.
Yeah, I was tired. I was too tired. I was thinking I was having. So I decided to take a nap. Well, you don't have to throw in an I was hammered. You don't have to put that in there.
Your way is.
Why
unbelievable.
Would you tell a cop? Why would you tell a cop that?
Because you look fine. You didn't.
You didn't. But still, you. I'm a heavy sleeper.
No, you're adult. You're an adult. You're allowed to have a drink and be able.
Okay, but
you don't lie when you don't need to. You lie when you.
Okay, in speaking to a police officer.
I wouldn't lie. I wouldn't tell them that somebody stole my pot. I mean, that's just giving him.
You don't
but
have
if
to
I were
give
drunk,
that
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I would tell him. I would be like, listen, I didn't drive. I slept in
the car. You don't have to say you were drunk. Just say, I didn't feel well.
Why?
I was tired.
Well, now you're lying.
Oh, no. Somebody's lying to a cop.
There's no reason to lie.
That's irrelevant, Your Honor.
No, but you understand there's no reason to lie.
Okay, well, that not included...
I didn't want to drive home.
That part of it wasn't included in the story.
Why were you sleeping in your car?
I was too tired to drive home.
Okay,
are you talking to the cop on the stand? Either way,
no, I'm a cop,
it's illegal for someone to steal out of your car.
Yes, but I'm trying to... You ended up with somebody stealing out of your car. Help me help you.
But if you're asleep in the car... That's enough setup to get into it.
But I'm trying to understand how they're stealing from her in her car.
Police report, she's somehow going to get it back?
Well, it's the only way that you get stolen goods recovered. She's actually in the right for reporting it. Police want to know.
If that happened, I would obviously call all my credit card companies and make sure that was canceled. Canceled. Lease.
You're supposed to report. I'm telling you, you're supposed to report that to the police.
No, it was a crime of opportunity. Somebody was walking by like, hey, look at drunkie. Oh, I'm just going to take that and be on my way.
His hockey stick to get a jacket was locked with the sunroof left open. It took 4 seconds. People do this all the time on that stretch.
Wait, sleep?
In Annapolis?
Because the bars close at 2 a.m.
Oh, so they on the edge.
In the cars.
He was drunk.
We said that. It just doesn't matter
it doesn't
for
say
the police.
It, no.
As to me. Why? Because I don't understand how you leave your sunroof open. You are as afraid.
Do you always, if you're hammered, you just want to go to bed.
That's a good point.
What's that?
What times I've slept with my shoes on?
Okay, that's different. You're outside in your car.
No, I was outside. I just slept in the front yard.
Where am I going? Kitch is notorious for...
It says, and based on the time they said, well, it falls perfectly in line with our nap.
Hi, Elliot in the morning. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
This is Craig.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Hey, man, so I have definitely slept in my car in Indianapolis before wedding because I was too hammered to drive. And I'm telling you, like, out on the street, cracked the windows. I didn't leave my sunroof. Just opened my door, pulled me out of the car, and taken the car from me. And I would have not known the difference.
So what? So his whole strip has just got to be rife with people who know just to go by there and steal crap.
I guess I was a lucky one.
Hysterical to me. That's hysterical. All right, dude. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Who's me? Hey. One reason the person might not have admitted that they were drunk to the cops is you can definitely get a DUI for sleeping in your car.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
How are you getting sleeping in your car?
If you may get away seat, but if you're in the front seat, they can definitely get a DUI for that.
Oh, is that where I'm supposed to, like, throw my... What are you stealing? No, you got to use this end to steal.
No, this is... Now it looks like a big gun. I was trying to get her bag the same way this guy did with
a
hockey stick.
You can't do it with that like that. You need the other end.
What'd you just say?
You need the other end. Tyler... No, by the way, I'm not getting... I'm on the side of the road sleeping.
I got her preparing to make some sort of chicken dish.
In Arizona, at least it happened to a friend of mine.
Wait, I have one friend who, more times than should be, slept in the median of a room.
Well, that's just stupid. That's asking for it.
Hammered.
Yeah.
Because he didn't want to drive
home. Median of a road street where nobody's going to be.
No, he was on the median of a road. He was like, I'm too drunk to drive. Would park in the middle of the road around 5:30, 5:45 in the morning. The cops would come by and wake him up and tell him it was time to go to the station and go to work. And I love that man to this day. All right, dude. I appreciate it. Thank you, bro. All right, dude. Talk to you later. Line two. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey.
Who's this?
This is Tim.
Hey, what's up, Tim?
Two things. One, I got a DUI sitting in the front seat of my car. Second thing is I checked and saw someone hopping in my car when I was passed out drunk again. And it...
Wait a minute. Somebody got in your car?
Yeah, they had like a coat hanger thing, and they were trying to pop the lock. And that woke me up and got out and beat the crap out of him. And cops and market speeders are on interstate, but... They pulled up and I was like, he got in my car. And they were like, well, you should have just detained him. But you know what? I'm like, whoop.
What was I supposed to do? Hey, so am I?
Yeah.
If I were a burglar, a bad guy, and I was walking up on a car with somebody in it, I would leave that car alone.
Because what? To awake the people?
Well, I don't know if this guy's going to get up and fight. I don't know what's going on. I'd rather go from an empty car than a car with a...
They should apply the same logic to houses.
Yes. I agree.
But he maybe looked in and saw... I say human.
It wasn't.
Okay, well, opportunity offender in terms of criminals. But if she was completely asleep... Why even matter? What does it matter if someone was in the car or not?
Because they're there. They could wake up. They could cause a problem.
Well, maybe the criminal was... See.
No. Why would they be
coming
working
out of the bars?
They're working. Sleep in the backyard.
It makes was open. That's their
hope. Nope. He's just checking door handles. Oh, look at this.
Line 8. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
Hey, I got to tell you, my buddy got a DUI a couple of Halloweens ago. He was driving home from a party, and his engine block split out of the car. The car couldn't have been beat.
By the way, I can fix that.
He, in the front seat of his car, he was called up by a cop and got a DUI.
That seems to go against everything that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, and they denied his license for a whole year because he fell asleep in a car, so you couldn't have driven 7-10 feet if you...
But whether you could have or couldn't have, if I were a cop, happy that somebody pulled over and went to sleep.
The right. reason he pulled over is because it's integrated.
What does it matter? He got off the road. Like, who cares? At least
he had a bottle of bourbon in the passenger seat with him, and that's why the cop gave him the DUI.
I'd be a cool... Because at least you're not driving.
Right. You pulled over and went to sleep.
Yeah, exactly. That's where I would be the cool cop.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. For the story, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, that seems odd to me. That seems really odd. All right, dude, I appreciate it. Thank you, honey.
Thanks, Ellie.
Oh, guys. Hi, Ellie. In the morning.
Bye, honey.
Hey, so I got a couple different things here for you. One got it out of the how he got the. If he's like right on Ego Alley down, there's little like life saving like poles of like white plastic hooks at the end of it.
Somebody goes in.
Yeah, exactly. So he could have just, like, dropped it down in there and hooked it.
That's really smart. That's really smart.
So, okay.
I got mocked for a hockey stick.
Because you grabbed it wrong. You used
the... No problem.
Yeah. So there's my theory on that. Second thing, me and my doorman at night in that area.
Right.
One night, we're walking out. It's, like, 3:30 in the morning. We're walking out to our car in the parking lot. We both rode together. We live in the... Walking out to the car, see a dude in a big truck, red truck. With his arm hanging out the window, completely, the truck is on, the window's completely down, and got his head, like, on his arm hanging out. And, you know, we work with him, just kind of flagged down a couple cops, like, dude, this guy's, like, you know,
out.
Passed out with his car on, like, we don't want to, you know, mess with it or anything. So they go, and they wake the guy up, what happened? They're like, you're free to go, and he just drove away.
What is the steak place I'm supposed to go to in Annapolis?
What did you say?
What is the steak place that I'm supposed to do something?
Oh, Loons. L-E-W-N-E-S.
Loons. All right. Very good. Yeah. I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
No problem, man.
You got it, dude. We'll talk to you later. All right. Dirt next.
Dave and Elliot July Rally and Ride Repay. Join Dave Grohl and Elliot in the Morning for an escorted charity DC Brow Brewing Company to RFK Stadium. It's for Foo Fighters' 20th anniversary blowout. You'll get a special Rod shirt, breakfast from celebrity chef Steve Menino of Chef Jeff's, live music, and the ride to RFK with dates, VIP motorcycle, rally and ride tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster.com. Already going to need a ticket to ride. Space is limited, so get them quick. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. And we are family, Dave and Elliot's 4th of July Rod to RFK. Hit deals at Facebook.com/EITM Online. Elliot in the Morning.
I'm Tyler Hubbard.
We're Florida Georgia Line, and we love
spending a ton of time right here on our tour bus.
So it's important to always bring along something from home.
That's right, like a few bottles of new Mountain Dew Dushan.
Is that your
BK? Did you drink my Dushan?
Well, I love that clear citrus flavor.
Uh-huh.
And those clear glass bottles.
Oh, it's okay, BK. I know it's hard to resist new Dushan made with real sugar. Besides those three bottles under my stash, anyways.
They work?
I got six more bottles.
Shine Tar Cake.
I drink those.
I drink those too.
What?
My Jack.
No, you don't. The 10 bottles stuffed in the back of my amplifier?
Drink them.
BK.
Hey, if you're hiding Dushan, you gotta do a better job of it. Like I do.
You're hiding Dushan. Where was it?
In the fridge.
Do the do with the clear citrus flavor of new Mountain Dew Dushan. Available legally for the first time.
We're fueling a generation living. Introducing Mountain Smooth Clear Dew with an... Grab Mountain Dew today at Kroger. Mountain Dew Dushan. Available legally for the first time. O'Reilly.
June through November is hurricane. While no one can predict what thing is certain, it pays to be prepared. And O'Reilly Auto Parts is a place to find the things you'll need. We carry hundreds of items you'll find useful before, during, and after the lights. Batteries, gloves, tape and tools, tarps, bungees, extension cords, and gas cans. Roads, even large necessities like generators, automotive batteries, inverters. So thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for your supplies. We're close and known for our excellent customer service. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts every day.
O'Reilly. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I love my car. You and me, we've come so far. Oh, I love my car. My lucky stars.
If you need a title loan, give Check City a try. Virginia is a resource for over 25 years, now on $5,000. It only takes about 15 minutes to get the cash you need. Get the cash.
Whether you just found it or you've lived there for years, you'll never feel it. It was something that made you realize it would become your home. No place like it. It deserves protection just as special. Hello, they help you customize an Allstate house and home insurance policy for your home. So you'll know the place that gave you that right feeling will have protection that's just right, too. Plus, your Allstate agent can point out lots of ways to save, like cords. Extra savings every year you don't file a claim. That feeling you're having right now, you should call an Allstate agent today.
Home insurance from someone who lives right near the 43 Richmond area Allstate, and save up to 25% when you add coverage for your car. Feature is optional. Coverage is subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent. Are you in good hands?
Welcome to AutoZone. AutoZone is the best place for quality auto parts. The full selection of chemical-friendly, helpful advice if you need it.
Helpful advice. Satisfactory. We require course correct. Nevada. Also snacks.
Stay cool on your summer road trip and save $5 on a 20-ounce can premium refrigerant with hose in store.
Morning, welcome to Burger King. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Sandwich. Knock, knock. Sandwich.
Get 2 croissant sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Restrictions apply.
School of Rock and Lothian. With lessons in guitar, vocals, and keys. Along with performance rehearsals. Rock out with other students battling for the summer season at midlothian.schoolofrock.com or at shortpump.schoolofrock.com.
It's so obvious with Captain Obvious.
Ted tweets, I found a great hotel over afraid of flying. Any advice? Well, at Turbulent Ted, try flying with clown. It's scarier than flying, so they'll keep you distracted from your fear of flying.
No matter how you get there, book on by July 4th to save up to 50% with the 4th of July sale. Hotel's obvious choice.
Rich Cooper Morning Show, Elliot in the Morning on XL 102.
Oh, I'm Jonesy for Jonesy.
In the morning. Real quickly, before we get into dirt, Papa John's for coming in. excuse me. PapaJohns.com. It's the authenticity. John's refreshing Greek pizza, layered with rich basil pesto, fresh Roma tomatoes, mozzarella cheeses, plus pepperoni and fresh banana peppers. It's a taste that's bringing right to your front door. Also, better pizza deserves better desserts. Try their loads of cinnamon thing over Papa John's hand-tied fresh original donuts. You eat pieces for just $5. $5. Very much to Papa John's for coming in today. All right, Diane. Let's get dirt, please.
Actress Mary Ellen Trainor passing away at the age where she was in
She was a Goonies lady.
Yes, tons of big movies in the 80s and 90s. All four Lethal, Four Hard, Romancing the Stones. She was in Forrest Gump, Unrecognizable Faces.
Yes.
Didn't recognize her by name. Apparently, Charlie Sheen had to have his people call the sort of medical emergency last night. This happened about 11 o'clock L.A. time. I guess they called the plea. Instead of calling 911, which seems a little bit out of the ordinary, but apparently it was just a bad case of food poisoning. They treated him at home, and I guess he's doing okay. Food poisoning.
That I'm not buying. I know the firefighters at, like, the firehouse that's right by him.
Probably.
I do believe that.
Looks like they didn't want the story to get out.
A little bit.
That works well.
Yeah. Before game three tonight, obviously, has got talent is on. Kim Kardashian spent about $110,000 to rent out the Staples Center. So Kanye and his friends basketball as part of his birthday day. Other players include Justin Bieber, Tyga, actual NBA star Westbrook. John Wall was there playing as well. Kobe Bryant, Magic Johnson, Carmelo Anthony, Shaq, Scottie Pippen all made video on the Jumbotron.
Wait, video or he played?
No, John Wall played.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. No, the other big names made videos that played on the Jumbotron. They had the cheerleaders there. She went all out. Done just right. You remember when Kimmy in front of Paper Magazine went to the internet, they have also put a different celebrity on a new issue. There's Miley, her pet pig, and she's...
I saw that picture. It's cute.
I don't know if that's going to quite have the impact that the Kardashians had. Monica Lewinsky has gotten the anti-bullying organization Bystander Revolution to be a strategic for the organization. Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, all six of their kids flew from the United States to France. That is news. They even had a stopover. It wasn't even...
Damn!
So people are taking pictures of them walking. Oh, they're walking... Coach? What?
That's pretty funny.
Katy Perry has a new song on the way, which is suspected to be an answer to Taylor Swift's Bad Blood song, which is all about, obviously, the bad blood going...
Oh, I thought it was going to be a remake of the Bowling for Soup song.
I don't think so.
Great song, by the way. I can't tell what Kaylee's saying.
89...
Whatever. Oh. Never mind then. Whatever. Mitch wrote that.
Connection because 1984 he was born. Obviously, 1989 her album is when.
Oh,
Taylor
yeah.
Swift.
Never mind.
Was born.
Never mind.
Emil Hirsch in Park City, Utah, yesterday was charged with choking company executive while he was at the Sundance Film Fest in January. Lawyers said to be plea deal to lessen the amount of time that he may spend in jail. He'll be back in court unless his lawyers can come to some sort of resolution. Hash and his soon-to-be ex Perla in Mulholland Estates in Los Angeles up for sale.
Oh, how much? I bet it's disgusting.
It is currently going for 11. There's Slash's,
damn it,
there's Slash's kitchen. Six bedrooms, eight bathrooms, a swimming pool with an outdoor bar. He's got a skate ramp, organic kitchen with double aisle, nightclub with a DJ booth. Pole dancers pole, a professional restaurant, a screening theater, and a cellar. Again,
that's going for
11. There may be a Gilmore Girls reboot in the works. Apparently, they were talking about this in conjunction with the show. So the creator, Amy Sherman Palladino, saying there's nothing in there. If it ever happened, I promise. Directly. Rita Wilson doing some press for the play on Broadway, Fish in the Dark. She has won. No longer in treatment.
Good for her.
No longer in treatment. Carrie Mulligan is expecting her first child with Marcus Mumford from Mumford & Sons. Tom Arnold expecting his second baby with his
name. That's good for them, too.
Putting the announcement out on Twitter. Their little boy, Jax, is 2 and is expecting a little sister coming sometime. Gwyneth Paltrow doesn't want to be considered who have launched lifestyle brands in a new interview with Time, how the Time are slightly misogynistic. I wonder if George Clooney would be asked about P. Diddy's liquor.
Liquor. Liquor is what she said.
Keep going. There's Dave Grohl confirming in a new interview that there will be season 2 of Sonic High. There's going to be another, he says. Something international might be in England or England and other places or maybe America and people from other inspired by these places in America. At this point, we just don't know. No. Former saying doctors at the jail refused to treat him for an erection that lasted 6 days back.
Wait, who is this?
A former prison inmate
right in
New York State who says doctors at the jail treat him for an erection that goes back to 2011. And now he is suing because he is unable to have year old Rodney Cotton suing the Manhattan detention because he says the guards ignored his pleas for help. He had an erection for 6 days as a side effect of an had to have surgery and was sent home with stitches that were supposed to be removed.
They never removed?
Didn't, and they became embedded in his skin, thus no sex.
He'll win. Yep. He'll win that. Thank you very much, Diane. One clan quick everything up next.
Show will be so great. It'll obsess. You can watch it be on the station, Columbia Broadcasting System.
Elliot in the Morning.
This is XL 102 after Elliot.
Strong track for a road trip by streaming music right from your phone.
Yo, turn it up!
Strong can introduce you to Bear, like pickles to helpful Yelp reviews. And Strong can make everyone jump in the back seat with you when they see all the photos you posted.
He likes.
Think what Strong can do for you.
All right, where are we going next?
AT&T's network has the nation's strongest 4G LTE signal. AT&T Remax and Drive. It can wait.
Come in now and get a free Samsung Galaxy Tab 4 8.0 when you buy a Samsung Galaxy for zero down.
Limited time like credit. Must buy smartphone via AT&T Mint and activate wireless service on both. Zero down requires well-qualified credit. Installment agreement of wireless service. Early termination. Other fees and restrictions apply. This signal strength claim based only on average 4G LTE signal strength for national carriers. Text due at sale.
It's the grand opening of Clouds Vapor Midlothian's Better. Quit smoking with Clouds Vapor. Over 25 premium brands such as Suicide Bunny, Five Ponds, Ruthless, Lost Art, Jimmy the Juice Man, and The Cloud. With over 10 ways to create at the mixing bar. Visit 11003 Midlothian Turnpike Net or our second location in just 7 days a week. Clouds Vapor.
Summer is here. And at your local Ford dealer, so are big deals. On American ingenuity, legend, and toughness. It's why more Ford and buy and buy again. Turn.
Everybody talking about the all-American.
Summer dealer. Amazing tech. America's favorite brand. Really big deals. Cash back. Low lease rates. And great financing on the cars, trucks, and SUVs built to help you go further.
Talking about the all-American.
Summer at your local Ford dealer. Save now. Don't wait. Get into America's best-selling brand. Claims based on 24 IHS Automotive's U.S. owner. Ford had the greatest percentage of owners who returned to market and purchased or leased another Ford.
Yes, switching banks can be a hassle. But First Capital Bank makes it easy with Switch Kit. And here's the biggie. The First Capital Bank Rewards Debit Card. It's the debit card that gives you 10 cents back on every purchase. So, yeah, cash back every swipe. Visit onecapitalbank.more. First Capital Bank. It's your money. Let's make it work. Member FDIC.
I'm a smoker, and I just found out that I can trick by participating in research at Consumer Center. It's easy, and I get paid quickly.
Right now, the Consumer Opinion Center is looking for smokers between the ages of 21 to smoke wine and other flavor variety studies in June. You could earn up to $150. And now register with us on our new website, consumeropinioncenter.com.
Me could use some extra cash. Do what I did. Sign up with the Consumer Opinion Center today.
Buffalo Wild Wings grand opening celebration in Westchester Commons off Midlothian is second. Be one of the first one for their 11 a.m. opening and receive free wings for a year. Buffalo Wild Wings, Westchester Commons off Midlothian.
Nationwide agents go above and beyond to you. They help make sure that when your life changes, your Nationwide coverage does too. Call your Nationwide heart in the West End today.
I noted the tire tracks leading into the joint were different than the ones going out. Inside, clues were everywhere. Low prices. No necessary. Someone needed new tires. Even now.
Get up to $120 rebates on select tires when you use the card. Quicklane is ready to serve. Visit quicklane.com. Approval. Rebate by prepaid manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined with Quicklane credit card rebate or offer. See your participating Quicklane 630-15.
From the top of the Elliott in the Morning building, WWDC Washington, Richmond, Elliott Network. In the Morning.
Thanks again to Mr. for checking in today. Brand new show. It's called Boom. It will premiere Thursday, June 25th on Fox. So thank you very much, Tom, for checking in today. Much to our friends at Papa John's. Try the brand new Greek pizza layered with ripe black olives, feta and mozzarella cheese, and banana peppers. It's a taste of the Mediterranean brought right to your front door. Also, make sure you order their new. I just have one of those. Those are good. Loads of cinnamon and vanilla icing. All covering Papa John's fresh original donuts. 8 pieces for $5. So thank you very much to Papa John's and PapaJohns.com. Thank you guys very much. morning. Told you our buddy Austin on with us. He's got a brand new Comedy Central. Filmed it inside a prison. Brazos County, in Texas. It's really good. Ross will be on with us tomorrow. And then looking forward to today, Bert Kreischer. Whenever he lands from two overnight flights, he will get into a car and make his way to the station. But he'll be in here on Thursday. So you get Jeff Ross tomorrow, Kreischer on Thursday. Tomorrow, qualify another one of you to win our trip to Austin, Texas for the Austin City Limits Music Festival. I'll have more tickets for you to see Third Eye Blind and Dashboard Confessional. Confessional to Chris Cornell. If you need anything, Facebook.com/EITM online. Have a good, safe, and safe day. We'll see everybody tomorrow. And see you soon.
The day is closed. Another day from us. It'll be back tomorrow. Celebrate. Ho, ho, ho.
So long, farewell. I'll meet her saying goodbye. I hate to go and leave this pretty side.
See ya.
WRXL HD1 Richmond.
An iHeart radio station.
New generation. Born in Richmond. Yes, around the world.
This. Is XL102.
Richmond's Albany's alternative.
Be
forgiveness. But if you find how could one thing so fair be so cruel when this black sun
free.
It's Rise Against.